a pre-Thanksgiving kind of event. I guess some would say Thanksgiving Eve. I guess the way you probably would put it. But folks, I'm not traditional. I'll do it the normal way these days. Welcome to the show. We're excited that you're all jumping on with us today. A lot going on over here. We're going to catch you up on, of course, before you enjoy your Thanksgiving. And I hope everyone does, of course. We're going to keep you updated regarding the latest on James Comey. As many of you guys know, both him and Sister James just had their charges dismissed by, of course, a Dem federal judge. President Trump is actually responding to that, so we'll play that for you, of course. Also, there was a report that dropped yesterday regarding FBI Director Kash Patel, whether or not he's going to be replaced potentially in the new year. Well, President Trump also weighed in on that report as well, and so did the press secretary. So we'll bring you the very latest on that. Plus, there's new updates regarding Arctic Frost and how wide they were trying to cast their net. It's quite interesting, right, when you look at the fact that Jack Smith and two key federal prosecutors at the time, what they were trying to do to go after several Republican lawmakers. Everyone was going to get wrapped up. They were going to send everyone to prison. I'll bring you the latest on that because it's quite interesting. There's another email that was just released and it details exactly who was on their hit list. As absurd as that is, that's what's going on right now. Plus, we're also going to be discussing Kristi Noem because she said F it to Judge Boasberg and went her own way. And we know this now because we have the court document that says just that. And it is a great court document. And it highlights everything you need to know because ultimately, folks, Boasberg had his feelings hurt because he wasn't happy because DHS ignored his hold order. And now we know who was the one who told him to just F that. I'll bring that up for you as well on today's show. Also, we're going to detail Meta because Meta was actually just caught in court filings that were unsealed, giving sex traffickers opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, allegedly, to traffic humans on their platform. There's new claims being made in court, and it is very, very actually horrifying. It's shocking to discover that Meta apparently had a 17-time strike policy for accounts involved in human sex trafficking. That was just revealed. I'll bring you the latest on that because that is just an absolute disgrace. Probably makes sense why Zuckerberg is getting very, very close to President Trump these days. Because I think he knows. I think he knows his companies are in deep, deep you-know-what. And so I'll walk you through the very latest on that bombshell report. It's very, very fascinating. Plus, the White House press secretary, one of her relatives actually just got nabbed by ICE. It's another crazy, crazy story. We'll bring you the details on that because it's actually her nephew. So we'll bring you the latest on that front as well. Plus, as horrifying as it may be, men in women's spaces, that woman that we played for you a couple of weeks ago who was confronting that man, that biological man in Gold's Gym, well, she's not backing down anytime soon. Eric Swalwell says and claims he's going to be running for governor. Well, she's confronting him. And she had the very pushy interaction with him, but she was 1,000% right. It's one of those videos you're going to want to see, so stay put. We also have Dan Lyman joining the show later today. He's going to be weighing in, of course, as our InfoWars reporter. He's going to be weighing in on the very latest regarding the Somalians who are trying their best to stay in our country, commit more fraud, and funnel that money back to their terrorist buddies back home. So he's got the very latest on that, plus a couple of interesting stories that are up right now on InfoWars.com. Plus, Stuart Rhodes will be joining me in studio today. He's got a lot to sound off on. He was sending me texts last night as to the topics he wants to discuss. So we look forward to having him today in studio because he is going off. And interesting enough, folks, Republicans are finally starting to get a little, I guess we'll say, spine when it comes to Islam. And they're finally starting to speak the truth. Several high-profile Republicans are now calling out groups like CARE. And you won't believe what they have to say, of course. We've been telling you about this for years now. But now, the fringe movement, it's becoming mainstream these days. Don't go anywhere. We have more to discuss. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It is our Black Friday sales going on right now over thealexjonesstore.com. It's time to stock up. Buy one, get one free on supplements, plus 25% off apparel.
We are live, still on air. Despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to The American Journal. Happy Wednesday, everyone. We're excited that you're all jumping on board with us today. A lot going on over here as we prepare for Thanksgiving. Excited about that, of course. I hope you all are as well. Welcome to the show. We're excited to have you. Dan Lyman will be joining us in just a little bit. There's a lot that he's going to weigh in on regarding InfoWars.com. That is where you can find his work. He's working on a lot of incredible stories, including a lot of discovery on the Somalians who have committed a lot of fraud in this country. Now, there's new allegations that they're funneling that money back to their homeland and their terrorist organization. Surprise, surprise. So Lyman will be joining me to react to that. Plus, Stuart Rhodes will be joining me in studio today because there's a lot going on there. With not only just, you know, the Islamic takeover of Texas and Florida that he's going to sound off on, but CARE. CARE is finally getting attacked by some high-profile Republicans because finally everyone's starting to grow a set of cojones. So they're pushing back. I was told that this was actually a fringe movement when you push back on Islam, but all of a sudden it's gone mainstream. Stuart Rhodes will be in studio in a bit as well, joining us. We'll be taking your calls also during today's show. But I wanted to bring you an update because, as many of you guys know, earlier this week, former FBI Director James Comey and Tisha James over in New York, they had their charges dismissed by a Dem judge, a federal judge. Now, of course, the judge just looking for any excuse to side with her fellow allies and, of course, tossing those charges because, well, they claimed that the interim U.S. attorney, which is Lindsay Holligan, that she does not actually she was not lawfully appointed to her position. Now, that's obviously garbage, and the White House is not moving from that stance at all. But President Trump isn't backing down. I want to play this clip for you because yesterday, President Trump, for the first time, weighed in on those charges being dismissed. Take a listen.
Are you planning to replace Cash Patel?
He's doing a good job. Cash Patel? He's doing a great job, I think.
This week we saw those cases against James Comey and Letitia James tossed out. Do you still have faith in Lindsay Holligan?
She's great. I think she's great. They got out on a technicality, and you'll see what happens from here on. But if you look at the actual charges, I think anybody that looks at it very fairly would say, boy, are they guilty. So let's see what happens over the next week. You know, the court didn't say you couldn't bring the case, rebring the case, or appeal the case. So they have a lot of options. They're going to call the shot. I'm not calling the shot. But Lindsay's a very talented lawyer, actually.
So, obviously, the president not backing down from that stance. He supports, obviously, Holligan, and he appointed, well, pushed for her to get into that position. So, he's not backing down any time soon on that front. And it's good. It's good because, folks, James Comey can't get away with this. He cannot get away with this. Now, as I described to you, the original plan, obviously, was to push for Holligan to get in as quickly as possible because the statute of limitation is what they were up against in regards to James Comey, the charges that he's now facing, or was at least facing. So they wanted to push this in as quickly as they could to make sure they beat that deadline. Now, what happens now? Well, obviously, we heard from DOJ, Pam Bondi, saying that she is going to be appealing this decision, and then moving forward, they are going to figure out what's going to happen. Now, if they, by any chance, lose that appeal, they have 6 months still to the day of the dismissal to now go after and refile those charges. What does that mean? Well, they could appoint a new U.S. attorney in that area, or Pam Bondi could be the one leading that prosecution. So obviously there's a lot on her plate, and we all know that. I want to call in this clip because this one's also a good one. Roger Stone weighing in on all of this. And it's quite the enlightening experience when you hear what Roger's got to say about this issue. Take a listen.
But we saw yesterday something that's equally part of the efforts to destabilize Donald Trump, and that is this outrageous decision by a Clinton-appointed judge to dismiss the indictments against FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. There's a lot here, so let me get into it. But first of all, let's recognize that James Comey and I were charged with the exact same crime, lying to Congress under oath. Yet they staged a 6 a.m. raid at my home with 29 heavily armed FBI agents and a CNN camera in tow, while James Comey was allowed to leisurely turn himself in within 10 days. The judge gagged me immediately so I couldn't go on InfoWars and tell people the truth about what was happening to me. But there was no gag or limitation on James Comey. He was allowed to say anything anywhere he wanted.
24 agents didn't raid his house.
Absolutely true. So what this proves yet again is when it comes to the Constitution, the law, the rules, the facts, or the evidence, none of these things matter if you have a left-wing activist judge. Very specifically, the judge in my case specifically prohibited me from arguing that I was selectively prosecuted or that there was a political motivation in my prosecution. But James Comey was not similarly limited. But here's the most important thing. The ruling itself had nothing to do with the merits of the case. It didn't address the question of whether Comey lied under oath to Congress. It didn't address the question of whether Letitia James had a 43-year record of mortgage fraud and that every single mortgage document she ever signed included fraud in order to get her a lower mortgage rate, a tax break, and a lower insurance rate. The judge threw out these charges because she said that Lindsey Halligan, who is the extraordinarily brilliant and very attractive interim U.S. attorney appointed by President Trump, was unconstitutionally and improperly appointed. This is completely and totally wrong. Lindsey Halligan, first of all, the media denigrates her as a beauty queen or as an insurance lawyer. She graduated from college summa cum laude, got her degree 2 years early, got her law degree in record time, top of both her law class and her class. She was a senior partner in one of the most important and largest law firms in Florida, where she headed their civil litigation division. She has more experience in front of juries than, say, oh, I don't know, Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general. So the denigration of her is outrageous. But more importantly, the ruling, which said yesterday that the court ruled that once the original 120-day period under Section 546 of the law expired, the attorney general lost the power to appoint an interim U.S. attorney. That's incorrect. But it's interesting because the appointment of Robert Mueller, like the appointment of Jack Smith, was found to be unconstitutional. So once again, similarly, in my case, Jack Smith had never been confirmed by the U.S. Senate because there was no law creating the position to which he was appointed, because there were no funds budgeted, the courts in South Florida found that his appointment was unconstitutional. Well, if that's true, then the appointment of Robert Mueller was similarly unconstitutional because the facts
are the
same.
Sure, so let's cut to the chase. What do we need to do?
When I raised that at trial, the courts refused to honor it, but when they raised it against Lindsey Halligan, it was raised. Here's the point. The law says two very important things. The provision authorizing the attorney general to appoint Halligan to a 120-day perm is subsection A of the law. Comey argued, and the Clinton judge incorrectly argued, that subsection D of that law overrode it.
Obviously, it's endless corruption and favors that are being tossed over to Dems, and we don't have that level of privilege. Folks, Roger has every right to be infuriated by the issue, because the reality of it is what they did to him was politically motivated, and they got away with it. Anyone disbarred? Anyone else thrown into prison? The answer to that's no. Not a single one of them even had a mugshot taken. Now, I know I joke and say that lightly because I wanted my merch, the James Comey mugshot, but the reality of it is we should have done the same exact thing that they did to Republicans. Problem is we have people over the DOJ that want to play footsie with those on the left still because they probably fear that if there's ever a Democrat that makes their way back into the administration, guess what? They're all next. That's why you have to purge the filth that's currently residing within the deep state. And unfortunately, they don't have the guts to do that. Now, Todd Blanche obviously is someone who we continuously do want to call out because he has a pile of things on his desk that seem to not be a priority. And it's infuriating that both Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche will still continue to have their jobs. I mean, what more do they have to not do? What more do they have to not do before the president makes a move? We have a very limited time here before we could actually do anything about all of this. We're right up against the midterms. Maybe that's what they're trying to avoid. Maybe they think if we start doing these indictments against these deep state operatives right before the midterms, this will actually not go over well for us. Or for Republicans, I should say. But it's so infuriating. And if Republicans think they're going to win the midterms, they're absolutely delusional. But I think House Republicans want that. I think they like to be in the minority. They like to be the critics. It's easier, actually, to be in the minority, to be truthfully honest with you guys. There's a lower standard when you're in the minority. And they continuously do absolutely nothing. You know, we sat back and watched as they were voting on socialism, as if that's going to do anything for us. The American people can't afford what's going on right now with our economy, can't afford houses. Food is insanely expensive. But we have a GOP that is doing absolutely nothing while the people gave them both the House and the Senate. And obviously you have President Trump who is at least trying to do things, but they're not doing anything underneath him. It's so infuriating. And then we have this. We'll turn to this next update regarding Arctic Frost. Senator Ron Johnson put out a tweet yesterday, and it has to do with a new document that he's received, as well as Senator Chuck Grassley. Is coming from the AG's office. I don't know. I get so enraged by this because why is Pam Bondi sending over these emails like, hey, look what we found? Pam Bondi sent this document over to them. And of course, what does this document say? Well, it has a very wide net of Republicans that Jack Smith was going after and the other prosecutors involved in all of this. And that list, very extensive. As you could see at the very top of the email, First, the body of the email is them making a list of Republicans that they're going to go after. Information they're looking for. Looks to be calls, text messages, detail records for the following persons is what this email appears to be. And then you see that they're throwing names out there. Mike Lee, Tommy Tuberville, Marsha Blackburn, and the list goes on. Should we add Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Perry? I mean, this is like others, like this is the prosecutors who are doing this, the federal prosecutors at the time. They even say Kevin McCarthy's name as well. And then in it, the very top, the last email that was sent, it says Ron Johnson, Mike Kelly, ? I mean, they were going after everyone, every single Republican they were lunging for. And here's Pam Bondi just sending it over to two more senators. Oh, look what else we have. What are you going to do about it, Pam Bondi? Stop sending these emails. Stop releasing these things. And then expecting the American people to go, ooh. I mean, that's literally what they're hoping you're doing. There's zero action coming from the DOJ right now. How about you start to try to get these people disbarred? They think the American people are just okay with the status quo, what's been going on. And let me just also hype this up for you a little bit, because the reality of it is this is the action, the only action that Pam Bondi has taken. She fired those two prosecutors. The one prosecutor you see in that email was fired. Okay. But they've now opened up their own law firm. I mean, it's so insane. It's so insane. And in it, they just brag about their previous work history with Jack Smith.
a senior assistant special counsel. These people have no shame because they know they're not going to do anything. If you had us at Gohanas, he'd move to get these people disbarred. But of course, no action from the DOJ. I think I'm going to have to go back with my nickname for the DOJ, which was the Department of Injustice. Because they're not doing anything. They're not doing anything. And again, also Chuck Grassley posting another email just saying that he received another email from, again, the DOJ outlining more corruption. At least 1/4 of my Republican Senate colleagues were targeted shamefully. I mean, what else are we going to do? What else are we going to do? How many times are you going to keep putting out information like this and expect us not to demand some type of results to make sure this doesn't happen again? Pam Bondi just keeps pushing this stuff over and says, wow, look what we found. You're the top U.S. attorney right now. And what are you doing? Nothing. You see, Jack Smith knew exactly how to go about all of this. And there are still people to this day actually dealing with the lawfare that came from the Biden regime, by the way. I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to tolerate this woman. I truly, truly don't know how much longer we tolerate this. We're asking for the bare minimum here. She will not even try to get these people disbarred. And it's not even retaliation. It's not political retaliation. You were asking for the bare minimum. These people violated their oath, went after their political opposition because they wanted to make sure that they could lock these people up. It's going to happen again. It's going to happen again because nothing is happening now. I want to switch gears and bring you an update regarding the J6 pipe bomber story. This one coming from CBS News. Now, again, I want to bring you continuous updates. Regardless of how I personally feel about it, let's talk about what they're talking about. Right now, CBS News released an exclusive. This is what they're claiming. So there was a woman, and we will not say her name or show her face, who was accused by the Blaze of being the pipe bomber. The Blaze laid out a bunch of accusations claiming that this woman, who was at the time working for Capitol Police, then now works for the CIA, I believe she's like a security guard almost for the CIA, that she was the pipe bomber. And there was a lot of questions about the story. You know, I've reached out to several individuals, even the woman they accused directly. I called her. I texted her. No response. And now it looks like she's turning to the mainstream media. She does have an attorney, by the way. I believe this attorney was a former DHS special counsel, and that was under the Obama administration. So this woman now has an attorney. We don't know if she's looking to file a lawsuit here. But CBS apparently has obtained some type of footage that they deem actually clears her. Federal security officer. So again, they're just calling her kind of like a security guard. He has a video of her apparently playing with puppies at the time the devices were placed down. That's according to sources that tell CBS News. So I don't know if CBS News has actually seen it. The FBI has now ruled her out as a suspect, is what CBS News is claiming. Now, again, we don't know how true this is. The FBI has not commented on it as of yet. But keep in mind, when I did reach out to the FBI for comment on this, the FBI telling me that they're still looking for the pipe bomber and that $500,000 reward is still available. Also, according to my sources, one source telling me who's high up in the intel sphere telling me that they actually have a different suspect in mind and it wasn't the woman that was accused by the Blaze. Now, the interesting part here, multiple sources said a unit overseen by the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, drafted a memo identifying the woman and describing the allegations that she had placed the explosive devices outside the DNC offices, obviously in the RNC offices. The memo was written after ODNI was made aware of the accusations from an outside source. The ODNI spokesperson apparently told CBS. ODNI officials said the agency received a tip from a person affiliated with a media organization about potential criminal wrongdoing by an individual believed to be working at the intelligence agency. and set about documenting it in a memo. So this story is taking a turn. We're going to continue to follow it, obviously, because we don't know where this is heading to. And again, the source here is CBS News, so tread lightly on that. A copy of the unfinished memo, they say, was given to a senior staff at the security office workplace, sources said. It circulated amongst a few Trump administration officials. So we're waiting to see how the story develops. But as of right now, folks, refrain from using this woman's name. I tried to speak with her. I wanted to actually hear her perspective and make sure we were being as fair and balanced as possible. Unfortunately, though, she declined my call. I'm trying to leave her voicemail. The voicemail disconnected halfway through my voicemail. I sent her multiple text messages. I believe it was two. Did not hear back, but both of them were delivered to her. It's what it appears to be, at least. So again, I mean, the pipe bomber story, it's getting interesting. It's getting interesting, to say the least. We'll keep you updated as that story continues to develop, of course. That's a very important story that I know you, the American people, want to know more about, because we don't trust our government. And that's just the reality of this. And they have no one else to blame but themselves. I mean, you know, we talked about it extensively yesterday in regards to Thomas Crooks. I mean, the FBI is now coming forward with all this information only because journalists put forward the information first. And now they're trying to play stupid and say, oh, well, look at this. Now, you know, we have Kash Patel pretending to be transparent, but we forced his hand. He didn't voluntarily have that information available. It wasn't until Tucker published it first, and then myself and Miranda Devine. And so you can't really expect much from this government right now, and it's very unfortunate, of course. It's very, very unfortunate. So we're going to continue to follow that story, of course, as it develops. Again, we'll tread lightly on it until we start seeing some hard evidence, because enough is enough, man. I'm so tired of nobody willing to go on the record on this story. This is the reason why the American people don't trust anyone anymore. And I get it. I get frustrated, too, because I'm trying to dig on stories and dig into stories, and I'll get people, spokespeople, who are like, we can't go on the record with you. Just use source. And it's just so frustrating. Because you want to be as transparent as you can, but you have a very limited amount of people willing to cooperate with you. So we're going to keep following that story, of course, as it develops. Folks, in the meantime, I wanted to tell you all about the Black Friday sale we have going on. It's a little early, but it's over at thealexjonesstore.com. Head on over, because we have buy one, get one free on all supplements. This is the biggest sale we have ever done. This one's actually going to end on Friday, so you're going to want to head on over to the shop and snag these deals. It is time now to stock up on all your favorite supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com. And also keep in mind, too, when you head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now, we're also doing 25% off apparel, so that's going to be great. See the shirt that I got on? I got it over at thealexjonesstore.com. You should, too, as well. There's so many incredible items right now, and they make great Christmas gifts. And this is what you can wear. I'll be wearing this when I want to trigger my liberal siblings. So I highly recommend you get in line and do the same, of course. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and stock up before it is too late, before we run out of everything that you're going to want. Over to thealexjonesstore.com. Dan Lyman's next. Don't go anywhere.
You are beyond insane. If you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyway, son. The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. And we got the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free.
All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds. You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body Health with turmeric, 95% cumin. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So I ask all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war, their plans for insurrection, their plans for military coups, just to sound scary. And then now they're openly calling for it. U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them, and it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us today. All right. Somalians aren't happy that we're talking about them, mainly because they're being outed publicly for, you know, a lot of them running criminal, fraudulent organizations, taking our money and shipping it back to their country so their terrorist buddies could enjoy a good life at your expense, of course. And, you know, it's one of the many issues that we have with the Somalian population in this country. We played it for you yesterday, a clip of Ilhan Omar claiming that Somalians have contributed to the fabric of this great nation. I don't know what that means. I guess, I mean, in my end, I think that she's talking about boosting our inbreeding stats. That's the only real contribution that they've actually contributed. Maybe lowering our national IQ level, maybe that she's referring to. But there's really no actual, and I wish a reporter would have asked her, contributions to the Somalians we've taken in over the years. And they never want to talk about it, and if you talk about it, you're a racist. But Somalians have been getting away with this for far too long. We rarely criticize them, but we're supposed to just allow them to invade our country. There's a clip I want to play for you, clip 5. Has to do with one Somalian who just recently had his case tossed out of court because of a rogue judge who decided that, I feel bad for the guy. Take a listen.
A big reversal in a $7.2 million fraud case in Hennepin County. The judge has thrown out the jury's guilty verdict. This is a case Lou Ragus has been following since the beginning. The judge's actions could make it harder to prosecute state fraud cases in the future. Lou?
Julie, it's extremely rare for a judge to reverse a jury's verdict in a criminal case. Jurors I spoke to today told me it was not a difficult decision to find Abdi Fattah Yusuf guilty in a Medicaid billing scheme, and they're surprised by this development.
At the August trial for Abdi Fattah Yusuf, the jury heard evidence that he ran his home health care company, Promise Health, out of a mailbox at a Central Avenue address where multiple other home health care companies were supposedly located. Yusuf and his wife, Lol Ahmed, were charged with stealing $7.2 million of taxpayer money through Medicaid overbilling in a personal care assistant or PCA scam. The couple allegedly spent tens of thousands of the fraud money on luxury items for themselves. Despite the jury swiftly convicting Yusuf, Judge Sarah West last week decided they got it wrong.
It's reversing or overturning a jury's verdict.
Defense attorney Joe Tamburino, who's not affiliated with this case, reviewed the decision and analyzed it for Care 11 News. He says Judge West ruled that the state's case relied heavily on circumstantial evidence and that she believed the state did not rule out other reasonable inferences.
That, in fact, there could have been other reasonable theories other than guilt in this case. That's what it comes down to.
Despite the ruling, even Judge West wrote that she is troubled by the manner in which fraud was able to be perpetuated at Promise Health.
I was stunned.
State Representative Kristen Robbins, chair of the House Fraud Prevention and State Oversight Committee, says she's now reviewing if any state laws need to be tightened.
We want to strengthen state law so that we can get prosecutions out of these cases, because clearly a jury thought he was guilty.
Jurors in the case can't believe the decision.
I am shocked. I'm shocked based off of all of the evidence that was presented to us and the obvious guilt that we saw based off of the said evidence. It was not a difficult decision whatsoever.
Now we have judges that just get to decide whether or not they agree with the jury, and they just get to overthrow whatever the jury decides. That's what we have in this country right now. We've got rogue judges that need to be taken off the bench, because this is insane. Insane. I think that this happened in this country. Joining me to react is none other than my good friend Dan Lyman. He's one of the great reporters we have over at Infowars.com. He's also the man behind BorderHawk.news. And he joins us now. Dan, thank you for being here. You know, the Somalian population doesn't like it when we call them out for being just leeches on the system. I don't know how else to describe this, Dan, but they have committed lots of fraud. Obviously, it's not all of them, but it's an alarming group of them who have. And, you know, there's all these new reports alleging that they actually funnel that money back home, and it does land in the hands of Islamic terrorists. Your reaction to this judge deciding, even though the jury convicted this guy of fraud, we're just going to let him go. Your reaction?
Well, I'll preface by using the famous phrase Jesse Lee Peterson uses, not all, but most. And these Somalis have not gotten a lot of attention, as you mentioned. We've talked about it in conservative media for years, what's going on in Minneapolis, what's going on in Lewiston, Maine, what's going on in Columbus, Ohio. But now that the president has shown a little spotlight, a big spotlight on a little group of people, I should say, the few hundred that are protected by TPS in Minnesota, well, now everybody's talking about it. And we've seen this happen time and time again. The president raises an issue and unleashes it into the public domain, and all of a sudden, journalists and commentators and reporters from both sides of the aisle are all over it. And so now we're talking about Somalis. We've been talking about Indians a lot this year. We talked about Haitians a lot prior to that. I liken the Somalis to Haitians, but with Islam, which I think is even more insidious and more dangerous for our country, as we've seen here in Minnesota and other examples across the country, that the Somalis have a very aggressive political pursuits. And so that's why they're running for office. That's why they're winning offices. And that's why they are able to, in many cases, with the help of these radical leftists, these white leftists, especially in Minnesota, to loot and pillage the American taxpayers in order to fund lavish lifestyles for themselves, and then also for their homies back home in Somalia. And Somalia is a hellhole, one of the worst countries on the planet. And there are disputes about what the IQ is. IQ in itself is a disputed metric, but I think it's pretty clear these people have no business in Western civilization. I lived around them in Switzerland, unfortunately. I told this story very briefly on X and received a lot of pushback from Somalis, but I was unfortunate enough to be in a town in Switzerland that had a sizable Somali and Eritrean population, very similar people, and they are totally barbaric. They don't do anything. They leech off the system. They get drunk. They fight each other. And generally, they just lounge around all day doing nothing. These are unproductive members of society that we have been foisted upon us, and they're also very dangerous as well.
Yeah, well, that's like how I like to kick off my Wednesday mornings, is talking about these types of things. But, you know, Dan, the reality of it is people don't like the facts. When we lay out the facts, when we talk about the numbers, when we talk about what they actually do to this country, they don't want to hear it. I want to play clip six for you, because Stephen Miller has been one of the very few who have been on this issue since day one, and he's weighing in as well. Take a listen.
Add up to. Why are they engaged in all this? What is their objective here? It's the Somalification of America. In other words, When you see the state of Somalia, that's what they want for America at the end of the day, because it's easier to rule over an empire of ashes than it is for the Democratic Party to rule over a functioning, Western, high-trust society with a strong middle class. Look how powerful the Democrat Party became in Minnesota once they flooded it with 100,000 Somalians. Once the elections were decided, right, by clan rivalries and ethnic feuds. Once that happened, the Democrat Party became permanently powerful in Minnesota. They became permanently powerful in the Twin Cities. That's their model for America, to make the whole country into a version of Somalia.
I mean, he said it clearly there. Your reaction, Dan?
Well, it's so true. And the Democrats wanting to rule over an empire of ashes, you could also argue that for members of the Republican Party, too, that are do-nothings and are totally complicit in this one-party system at this point. But it's so true. When people ask me, confused normie types, they say, why are they doing this to the country, especially during the Biden years? Why are they allowing all these people in? And I try to tell them, it's not just about votes. It's not about the workforce. It's not about bringing in, you know, new labor. They're trying to destroy the country. They're trying to decimate our way of life, the middle class, you could say, white Americans, people who we all have to fund these people being here. So we're watching our quality of life being degraded. White Americans are having fewer kids because they simply can't afford to, they think. And what that really gets to the heart of the matter. Why are the globalists so intent on bringing in detritus from around the world, some of the worst people from the worst countries, and flooding it into our once great nation? We are entering what I call the first fourth world country conditions here. We're a first world country being subsumed by the third world. And that's really what it comes down to. They want the country to be destroyed. They want different pockets of the country. So maybe you want Miami to look like more like Haiti or like Venezuela, and you want Columbus or Minneapolis to look more like Somalia, and you might want California to look like parts of Mexico that no one would want to go to. And ultimately, what you have is just this country that is totally dysfunctional. It's ruled over by different clans, different people from different countries who won't get along with each other. Their only common cause is to destroy the country and loot the American taxpayer. And Stephen Miller is absolutely correct on that.
Yeah, no, he is absolutely correct on that. And he's one of the very few who are brave enough to come out and say it. I think many people have feared the retaliation, but it's also starting to get a little mainstream these days. You know, here in Texas, Greg Abbott's finally talking now about CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood. These were all issues that for the last few years, when he's been occupying, obviously, the governor's role, he really stayed away from. He was very worrisome to directly talk about it. But now he's talking about how CARE's Twitter page is based out of a Turkish app. Obviously that means it's based in Turkey. Although it says that they are here physically in the U.S., the Turkish app store tells you exactly what's going on here. But speaking of Turkey, you know, you just actually put up a story earlier this week up on Infowars.com in regards to a Biden illegal alien who apparently grabs ICE officer's taser while yelling, "Akhal Akbar." I just don't know where to go with these anymore. It seems like a trend these days. Give us the details behind this story, though.
Yeah, this is just another example of these brazen illegals who have been emboldened in many ways by the radical left in this country that is fighting back against ICE violently and obstructing. And so the illegals are more and more empowered to do the same when they're being apprehended. This guy has a serious criminal history. We're pulling up here. I just wrote about this the other day in Erie County, which is right outside in the Buffalo area. And ICE was conducting targeted enforcement operation. They observed their target, a man identified as Saim Irgi, an illegal alien from Turkey. He was getting in a car to leave a residence that they were surveilling, pulling up to. And when they pulled him over, they determined that that was indeed who they were dealing with. They asked him to exit the vehicle multiple times. He resisted. He refused. They had to drag him out of the vehicle. And I love the terminology they use. They said while they were escorting him to the ground, he reached for an officer's taser and grabbed it and tried to grab it for himself, presumably to use in his defense. And at that point, they had to neutralize him. And he has been taken into custody. He entered in 2023 in near Jamul, California. We saw in California the daily border rush there. There was very little done to stem the tide in California. Of course, we saw Texas did make efforts over the years. California made virtually none. And so what you had in California was a lot of Asian illegals that were coming across, Chinese, Middle Eastern, and also Turkish, of course. And so his criminal history includes, let's see, we had it pulled up here. He had a simple assault charge. Oh, yes. He was arrested on March 19th for assault in Pennsauken, New Jersey. His charge was dismissed on April 4th, and hours later, he was arrested in Philadelphia with charges of strangulation, simple assault, and recklessly endangering. So this guy gets out of court, his charge is dismissed, and he goes right on to commit another violent crime, allegedly. But now he is in ICE custody, thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully. I mean, it's good to see that they're getting on top of these things, especially in New York, because we know how they are. Specifically, the governor, obviously, not going to really work with ICE. And so this was an interesting one. You also have another story up right now at Infowars.com. And this one's just really sad. It's an update regarding Oregon. There was a driver's license that was issued there. This is another Obama illegal. And I like how you keep saying what president they came in under, because I think this is really important. But the individual has been charged with a hit and run after killing this little girl. And it's just devastating because she's obviously a beautiful, beautiful 8-year-old little girl. And this shouldn't have happened in the first place. She would still be alive if they didn't let this guy into the country. What's the very latest on that?
Yeah, really a tragic story. And the reason that I highlight the presidents that they come in under, of course, is to note, you know, who let these people into the country. Of course, some dangerous illegals got into the country during the Trump years. We have actually seen cases where the Trump administration will arrest or had apprehended or kicked out an illegal during Trump's first term, and they came back in or were allowed to stay in by the Biden regime. So even the efforts of the Trump administration during those years were ultimately undone in many cases by the subsequent administration. But this is a horrible story. We've been tracking this one. I've done a few write-ups on this, and it was earlier this month, this 8-year-old girl who has since been identified as Maura Garrity was walking through a residential neighborhood in Boise, Idaho, and she was a student at a local elementary school, so she was a local resident, of course, and she was crossing a street, and a legal alien driver identified as Elvin Elgardo Ramos Caballero, a citizen of Honduras, who entered, I believe, as a minor under the Obama regime and has lived in the country ever since, illegally, ran her over, according to authorities, and killed her. And really just there are so many tragic tales for American citizens who are killed by illegal aliens. But when it's a child in a case like this, it really is disturbing. And it has since come out that he got a license from the state of Oregon, who began issuing licenses to illegal aliens in 2021. It's unclear when he got that license and then why he was in Idaho, but he took an American life apparently, and now he is in ICE custody and they're investigating this further. And at the time, the Boise Police Department said he was very cooperative at the scene, but DHS says it was actually a hit and run. So we're working on finding out more details about that. We find out in many cases that American lives that are damaged or destroyed by illegals behind the wheel are hit and run cases because they do flee the scene.
Yeah, well, I think it's really interesting because you're hearing conflicting reports. You know, I remember when DHS talked about that woman. I believe we played the clip yesterday. I think she was in Chicago. DHS accuses one woman of pulling a firearm during while she confronted it, and she apparently collided with DHS agents. And she claims that that's not true, and actually that her weapon was in her car, and it was she has a license for it, and that it was put away, and it was in a secure pouch, and so they probably didn't even know about it until like after everything went down. And then they also claimed that it was a hit rather than that she actually was trying to take down the SUV where the federal agents were in. That came out during one of their testimony. So There's actually a lot of things that are being put out by DHS so far that are actually very conflicting. And I find it to be very interesting that we're supposed to, sadly, it's all we have to do is go against their word on cases like this. But the woman who was shot and who I'm outlining in this case, I believe it was Chicago, we played it yesterday, but ultimately she's got a rebuttal and it sounds actually pretty easy to prove if she's right. So keep in mind when we take DHS's word on things, sometimes it might not actually be accurate. We kind of have to see how it fizzles out. But I also wanted to bring up this because the driver's license issue is a big one. You know, when I was in New York, I remember when they were pushing for illegal aliens to get driver's licenses. And the real push was the lobbying. There was a lot of insurance companies lobbying for illegal aliens to get access to driver's licenses. And they were telling us, oh, it's going to be great. This is going to be good for the state of New York. You want them to do this because they're going to get insurance. It's going to be fine. And lo and behold, we're watching as all these car accidents have completely surged. And we're not hearing that obviously in the States because New York State would never tell you how many illegal aliens have caused car accidents, but we're seeing it on the outskirts of all of that. Have you seen anything in regards to this as to these blue states that have handed out these driver's licenses? And they were so, they were encouraging them to get driver's licenses. And now that we're seeing all these cases pop up all of a sudden, the insurance lobby seems to be quiet. But I guess my point here is just quite simple. It's just they were so hell-bent on forcing this onto the American people. And now they're starting to be exposed. I haven't heard from the insurance lobby on all of this, but they were the ones who were talking to the media at first in New York, for example, and saying it's going to be a great thing. Are we hearing anything from the insurance lobby as these blue states continue to see surges in illegal aliens getting into car accidents?
Well, they got theirs regardless because our insurance rates went up. So I think they knew they were going to get their payday one way or another. Of course, most of these illegals don't get insurance. I was hit by an illegal in California and I ended up footing the whole bill for the damage to my vehicle. And so it was a troubling case, and we see many such cases. But we see that all of our insurance rates, our car insurance rates, are going through the roof because we're paying for these people. I live in Florida. I have to carry a huge deductible, a policy, part of my policy for uninsured drivers, and I do because it's such an issue here. And, you know, I was living in California when they decided to give licenses to illegals back in 2013, 14, and I recall – you know, I had to go to the DMV a few times in California. It was totally hellacious. I spent 6 hours at a DMV one time. It was so overcrowded and poorly run. But I recall when they were about to start issuing the licenses for illegals, probably on January 1st, that in the lead up, they built a few new DMVs in the area. And I remember driving by one that evening before the next day when it was going to open, and there was already a line around the building, presumably mostly illegal aliens lining up to get their licenses. And we see more and more that states that are run by total psychopaths are issuing licenses. And in many cases now we're finding out they're issuing CDLs. The Texas Department of Public Safety and ICE conducted a one-day operation out in the panhandle. And they were checking suspicious drivers and they caught more than 30 illegal aliens who were carrying CDLs, many of which had been issued by the state of California just in one day. So the roads are getting far more treacherous because of these big rig drivers who are in the country illegally, but also, of course, because illegals are all over the place driving without registration, driving without license, driving without insurance. And we're all paying the price for that.
Yeah, we all are paying the price for that. And our insurance rates have skyrocketed, even in Florida, Texas, and it's infuriating because these people shouldn't be on the roads. And we didn't vote for this, but somehow we're all getting the painful after effects of this. Before you go, Dan, I want to ask you about this story because this one's really, really gruesome. A woman apparently got caught in the middle of a fight between two men who are both illegal aliens, it looks like, in Georgia and suffered a massive, massive injury, it looks like, after being struck with a sword. What's this all about?
Yeah, this one happened at a residence in Georgia. The police were called there because of this woman had suffered horrific injuries and someone called it in. We know nothing about the woman, but we do know in many cases like this where there are multiple illegals at a residence and a fight breaks out or some sort of altercation, domestic dispute. In many cases, that victim also is in the country illegally. I'm not saying that this woman was, but it appears that these two men were either involved in an altercation between each other or with someone else or possibly with the woman herself. They appear to be related. They have very similar last names. And so they were called, paramedics and police were called to the residence. They found a woman suffering from horrific injuries that were inflicted by a sword, according to police, including a severed hand, a large gash on the back of her neck and also a large gash on her arm. And so she was medevaced out in critical but stable condition and apparently is going to survive. These two guys were arrested and are in custody. They said they had to separate these guys at prison. They're staying in, I believe they're being housed in different prisons. And the chief of police there said, you can guess why, or we have suspicions why. It's a very, very odd story, very cloaked in mystery. But just another horrific crime committed by illegal aliens, that we're going to end up paying for the medical bills. We're going to end up paying for most likely and for the prosecution, for their attorneys, and just the list goes on and on about how the American taxpayers being fleeced by these people, in many cases, losing their lives, losing their hands when these people enter the country.
Yeah. Dan, it's really infuriating because this shouldn't be our problem. This shouldn't be what's going on in this country, but because we've imported, the third world, this is where we're at right now. Dan Lyman, you do incredible work over at Infowars.com. I highly recommend everyone check out what you're working on over there as well as BorderHawk.news as well. Thank you for joining me. We appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, the crew, and all of our audience.
Yes, yes. We're very excited about Thanksgiving tomorrow. Folks, I'll be busy. I've got a lot that I'm cooking. Rib roast is going to be the big one for tomorrow. I eat that like all the time, whenever I can. That, and I'm not a big baker, but I'm going to buy dessert. I'm going to cheat my way out of this one. In the meantime, though, folks, we're going to be taking your calls in just a bit in the second hour of the show. So if you want something that you want to talk about, regarding the news stories we've covered, of course, give me a call, 877-789-2539. That is 877-789-2539. We're taking your calls in the second hour of the show, still digging into some stories and taking your calls. So if you got something you want to say related to the news stories we've covered thus far, give us a call. All right, folks. In the meantime, though, if you like my sweater, I see everyone on Twitter is talking about it right now, and I appreciate all your compliments, of course. This sweater is available over at thealexjonesstore.com. So head on over there right now because it's 25% off right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. You get this great sweater. I got mine in a small, so just keep that in mind. I know a lot of you probably think I'm taller than I am, but I'm actually 5'3". So if you're around my height, this might be a good one for you. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because we also have buy one, get one free on supplements as well. While supplies last, and like I said, 25% off apparel as well. Also, every time you make a purchase over at the shop, well, you're going to enter to win a lot of cash and potentially a really cool vehicles. It's over at thealexjonesstore.com. Every time you make a purchase, you're entering to win one of these sick rides. So head on over, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, we got more going on in the second hour of the program. Third hour, Stuart Rose will be joining me in studio. You're going to want to catch that because he's a lot he's ready to sound off on. So do not go anywhere. More to unpack soon.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been, and back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend after before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, get another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, get another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app. your desktop or phone, you get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.
Taking your calls. There's a story that you wanted to discuss. You got to call in 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I think I'm going to add an extra seven there. But if you haven't done so already, give us a call right now. We're looking forward to hearing from you about the stories we've covered so far on this show. Let's keep it to newsy topics. I'll also be diving into a lot of the headlines going on as well. There's a lot of stories that I wanted to make sure we covered, and I will make sure we get to just that. Like this important story, you know. Kristi Noem, she's doing a good job, I'd say so far, over at DHS as the secretary, of course. There was this interesting court document that was uploaded online, and it says, specifically, it comes from the DOJ, says that the Homeland Security Secretary was the one who decided to say, F Judge Boasberg, we're still deporting these violent El Salvadorian criminal illegal aliens. Remember when he stepped in and he said, oh, no, no, you can't deport them. You can't deport them. And then magically they vanished. Well, that's thanks to Kristi Noem, apparently, the DOJ saying that she did ship them out, in fact, regardless. And they were on their way to the notorious prison in El Salvador, despite the judge's order to keep them in U.S. custody, because obviously Boasberg, he's a relatable criminal, and so it makes sense that he'd be okay with this. The disclosure comes after Boasberg was really infuriated. The DOJ and DHS did not abide by his March ruling. Adios! Kristi Noem shipping them out of here, thankfully shipping them out of here. And now they're in El Salvador. It's kind of crazy when you think about how open these judges are to advocate for violent criminals. Boasberg obviously being the judge, and he seems to get all these cases to push back onto the Trump administration, right? Like all the cases regarding Arctic Frost and like kind of not so much cases, but the investigation itself. This one going after Trump personally. I mean, this guy, he just got good luck. He just got good luck. He's not ashamed to let his bias reflect that, of course. He's not even hiding it from the American people. Folks, if you haven't done so already, give us a call. We are taking your calls in the next hour of the show. That's 877-789-2539. It's a story that we've talked about that you want to talk about a little bit more. Let's hear from you. Or maybe just call to give us some cooking advice. If there's someone, if you're at home right now and you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, you're the one who's cooking, and you want to tell us about your secret recipe, I'll hear it. I want to hear it. Spill the beans. Call us. We'll also be talking about this story that the White House claims is fake news. It comes from MSNBC. I might want to help them rebrand themselves because they're trying to do just that. So it's MSNBC is saying that Kash Patel is on his way out as the FBI director, that the president of the United States is looking to replace him. But both Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, and President Donald Trump responding to that report, saying fake news. I'll detail that. We'll also play the president's response as well. It's very interesting. It truly, truly is. Given the fact that Kash Patel, he's bringing a lot of drama. A lot of drama. And it's avoidable, right? If you're just like talking to the media or having your comms team talk to the media, maybe being transparent like you promised. Maybe not flying your girlfriend and yourself on these private, I guess it's not private, but on the jet for personal matters. Again, not illegal, but he was very, very critical when Christopher Wray did it. It's just pretty insane. Also, you probably shouldn't use the SWAT team as your girlfriend's personal security team. It's so upsetting that he's just allowed all this to happen. Also, I was on the phone with someone yesterday. We were very critical about how he put up that creepy tweet saying that his girlfriend is his life partner but refuses to marry her. Maybe it's just women.
We were like, this is kind of weird. A grown man refers to someone as their life partner but won't marry her. Cash Patel. All right, we got a lot more to discuss, though, in the second hour of the show. We're just getting started. Don't go anywhere more to discuss.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt, go get a ball cap, get the ultramethylene blue, get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip, get 50% off. You need canceling time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then canceling time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, we're kicking off the second hour of the show here on American Journal with your calls. So give us a call, 877-789-2539. If you want to weigh in to the news topics we've discussed thus far, the goal is to make it down the list of callers who are calling in right now, and so we will look forward to doing just that. Plus, I'll be giving you the very latest on a couple of stories, so we look forward to that. Let's kick it off with at least this story update, because I've been teasing this throughout the show. Let's talk about FBI Director Cash Patel before we start taking calls. Cash Patel, according to this MSNBC report, apparently is on red alert. President Trump, according to them, is weighing to fire him, according to sources that they've spoken to. Now, obviously, he's gotten into a lot of drama over these last few months now, and it's not really helpful. It's not, because he's not really doing a great job as FBI director. We haven't really seen much get done that the American people really, really want. So according to MSNBC, they say he's on his way out, but White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt yesterday quickly jumped in to debunk that report, pretty much calling it fake news yesterday on Twitter, going after the outlet for publishing this. And it's not just her. President Trump yesterday in clip two responded to that report as well. Take a listen.
And there would be nothing like it.
Are you planning to replace Cash Patel?
He's doing a good job. Cash Patel? No, he's doing a great job, I think.
This week we saw those cases against
Whether he means that or not, we don't know. I hope he doesn't. All right, let's start taking some calls. We'll go to our first caller, Savage Dog in Georgia is on the calls. Hey, Savage Dog, how are you?
Good morning, ma'am. Happy Subjugation of Indigenous Peoples Day.
Hang up.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm kidding. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Good. Yeah, well, we're excited for Thanksgiving. What's going on over at your house? What are you doing?
Man, I cook it all. I got the fattest turkey I could find for 20-something cents a pound. And I got creaming casserole, mashed taters, homemade mac and cheese, a couple other things going on.
You're cooking all of that?
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to have to see some pictures. I need some proof. That's quite the feast.
I'll fix you a plate.
Thank you. We appreciate that. What's on your mind, though?
Well, you know, you brought up something that, you know, talk about, well, what if this is a strategy, you know, they don't want to indict people because it might make the base, it might lose the midterms. No, what you're doing right now is losing the midterms. I personally am so apathetic that, you know, and it's been building and I have hope. I always hopeful, you know, oh, well, this investigation or this indictment is happening. Oh, you know, nothing ever happened. Nothing's ever going to happen. That is how you lose the midterms. not because of one district or another's personal representative is doing or not doing their job. People just won't care. Why should I go out and take a day off on a Tuesday to go out and vote for something that it won't even matter one way or the other? You know, so if, you know, Congressman Dad Gum's listening, or if you get a chance to talk to him again, Mr. Tennessee, you know, tell him, talk to his people. Say, look, man, we got to do something. We got to do something, some kind of action, pass a law, anything, just to get people and just keep momentum going. You know, it's a year away. A year sounds like a long time, and it seems like, you know, you remember that time back in December when there were drones all over New Jersey? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't either. Well, that's because nobody followed up.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to keep momentum going. And, you know, it seems like every time something happens, two or three weeks later, it gets buried in there and we're on to the new thing. You know, it's this whole Instagram freaking culture we have of swipe, 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 swipe.
Yeah. You know what I do, though? I actually make a calendar and remind myself to go follow up on stories. And you'd be surprised that when I follow up on a story with a federal agency, even if it's months later, they still don't want to give me a response. So, surprise there.
You know why? Because they want you to forget about it. Never happened. It's a memory hole.
Yeah.
You know, and we got to keep momentum going. You know, they're the whole problem solution or whatever the three, you know, God, brain fart. But anyway, you know what I mean? Like they're all about like creating a problem and then having the solution already baked in to their advantage. Well, we got all the problems. We got these people need indicted. The solution is indicting. The solution is putting them in jail, perp walking them. You know, you showed the Roger Stone getting perp walked on CNN for the same exact thing that James Comey got arrested for. Why aren't we? Oh, well, we want to be the nicer people. That's not how you win a war.
Yeah.
You don't win a war by shooting balloons out your gun. You win a war by killing the enemy, figuratively, politically, lovingly, whatever. No, you got to take the enemy down.
Yeah.
That's how you win a war. And if anybody in Washington is listening, and I know everybody on Media Matters is, y'all can kiss my ass, too. I'll give my address if you want to come start a fight. Are you Antifa little soy? Anyway, you know, just do something.
Yeah.
Do something for the base. Do something. Please, yeah. Please, pretty please, with sugar on top.
I mean, they couldn't even give us the mugshots. You know, we would have loved to have sold a couple of James Comey mugshot shirts over here on InfoWars, but unfortunately, we didn't even get that. And we voted for that. We wanted that. I wanted that. That was one of the goals. Savage Doll, thank you for calling. We appreciate you, of course. And good luck in the kitchen tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Let's turn to Joshua in Pennsylvania. Joshua, what's going on over there?
Hello. How you doing? I want to say you're doing a great job. You started, and you're awesome.
Thank you.
I call in reference to the blanket on everything, the emotional plague of it all.
Yeah.
Our politicians, senators, whole nine governors, they're not doing their fiduciary duties. Mm-hmm. Now, on January 6th, when Washington, the people were there because all those Congress houses were going to certify the election when they didn't do their fiduciary duties and investigate these tractor trailers and ballots. How do they have more ballots than registered voters? Now, the idea that they passed and shoved it down our throats and let it go without doing their fiduciary duties of investigating what's going on, how many people came forward, is ridiculous. Now, it goes the same with the illegals. Any of these people that are doing things for others and not the American people, they're not doing their fiduciary duties. And they need to be removed. So when Mr. Trump said he bagged them all that day, I think there was only less than 10 people that didn't go on January 6th to certify it. Those are the only people that did their fiduciary duties. They're like, I can't certify this. This is too much stuff going on. This is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in reference to the Turkey Day, I am an American. I live in an RV. I don't get any assistance. I work hard, and I'm just trying to do my due diligence. No, nothing. You know, I mean, I'm just about the emotional plague is all these people are not doing their duties. Now, I want to do a shout out to my ex account. It's Do It Straighter, DOITSTR, number 8R. And if anybody wants to donate to my so I can have a turkey dinner, please, because this America needs a little help.
Well, thank you, Joshua. Yeah, give him a follow on X. Is that the best platform, you say?
Yes, DOITSTR, 8, the letter, and R, and that's on X. But the main thing is, when Trump said he bagged them all because all of them did not do their fiduciary duties and investigate the election.
Yeah.
They just, bam, sent it through. You know, so the emotional plague is that our politicians are not working for the people. They're working for others.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate. Yeah. And thank you for calling, Joshua. No, we're all with you on that. It's really, really bad. Really, really bad. Thank you for calling. The rest, I'm not trying to be like a black pill today too, though. I was trying to avoid that all week because it's so upsetting. It's so upsetting. Folks, if you haven't done so already, give us a call, 877-789-2539. We're taking your calls for the next 45 minutes. I'm going to be jumping into calls and going to stories and bouncing back and forth. So if you'd like to join the show, feel free to do so. I want to get to Marcus. Marcus, you're next up. What's going on?
Hi there. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you. I'm calling about Pam Bondi. Really, I hear on Alex's show, people calling in and they've got such a hatred of Trump, and I see it on the internet. And it's really the cause, the root of that is Pam Bondi not doing her job.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, give her time. You know, the DOJ is full of like deep staters, and so is the DHS, so is the DOJ, so is every single agency out there who is being ran by patriots who are doing their job, and we're seeing them actually do the work. But we're not seeing anything from Pam Bondi. It is utterly disgusting, and she needs to be replaced. I mean, there's for MAGA to get back on track, got to get rid of Pam Bondi and put somebody in there who's going to do their job.
Yeah.
I remember Merrick, people were trying to shame Merrick Garland and his first year or so when he was in the DOJ, trying to get him to go after all the Republicans. And he finally has started really doing it. And Merrick has did his job, definitely flooding our nation with all these illegals and flying them in. So it's like Pam Bondi is not doing her job. That is the crux of the right now of the MAGA movement.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on, Marcus. It's upsetting. I don't know if the president sees what's going on. I've heard, obviously, I've told you guys before that there might be some type of moves being made eventually. That's the reason why Andrew Bailey was pushed over to the FBI, the former Missouri attorney general. And so he sees himself as potentially being the replacement for Pam Bondi. I mean, we hope. Because it's not getting any better at Pam Bondi. She is, and that's probably why her confirmation hearing was so safe. Nobody really aggressively went after her. And I thought that was quite strange. They let her just kind of fly in there. And it wasn't a big pushback like others received for their position. So, Marcus, I think you're spot on. And I want to thank you for calling into the show today. And happy Thanksgiving. All right, let's take Clown Car. Clown Car, what's going on?
Captain Clown Car, Captain Clown Car, Board of Duty, ma'am. Happy Thanksgiving to all the Infowars out there. And I just want to let you know that once again, we are tomorrow's news today when I announced that the ShamWow guy is running for 31 congressional seat out there in Texas.
So, you did break that.
Correct. I break a lot of stuff. But what I want to say, I'm very destructive. What the thing I see in the future is the Overton window. You know what the Overton window is?
No.
The Overton window is how the public's perception is skewed one way or the other. So let's say the public's starting to freak out about Atlas III. Oh, let's switch it back this way, put something else in there to take their mind off it. Now, if the Department of Defense, NASA, and all these great scientists and experts, which, you know, we must listen to experts and scientists, one thing that is really happening is there is something going to happen in December. And whether that's they're prepping us for Blue Beam, whether they're prepping us for a 3i Atlas space rock that is not a space rock. It happens to be what I said about a year ago, that it's a Sumerian mothership. And if you didn't know, they actually have claimed to have put a GPS tracking device on this thing about 10 years ago. I don't know if you heard that one. But, so what do you think is going to happen on December 19th? Well, let me tell you what's going to happen on December 19th. There is such a geomagnetic storm going to happen between the sun solar flares and the weather machines that are going on, and we are going to have a deep freeze across America. For 7 days, 7 nights, we're going to have snow bigger than flakes the size of your hand. People are just going to freak out and probably will lose about 50% of the population. Most people are not going to have to survive because they're going to freeze to death, and the other half are pretty much going to turn on each other. So if you wanted a civil war, what an easy way to come about. This is going to happen 7 days, so 7 days from the 19th is Christmas.
Where? All right, so give me some insight on how you got to this conclusion.
The Simpsons.
The what?
And it says on December 19th through the 25th, we're going to have a geomagnetic storm. Now, gee, why would we have a geomagnetic storm? Oh, I know. Atlas III is going to enter our universe. It's going to enter the atmosphere. It's going to come within the firmament, I believe. And therefore, we all better learn how to buck down, bucko, and get real cowboy about it. Learn how to survive off the land. Going off the grid is going to be nobody's choice. Your cell phones ain't going to work. Your credit cards ain't going to work. The power grid's going to go down. Hello, Frisco. Now what? So that's why the overview window is being pushed so far away. Why did they grab all the top admirals in the U.S. military from around the world and put them in a room about a month and a half ago and say, hey, listen, guys, we got a problem. And we got to just not let the world know what's going on.
Well, I know you're right about a lot. I hope you're not right about this, though. I mean, I'll be good. I've got my food prep going. I've been prepping for a while, so I'm good. But the rest of the world, clown car, I don't see it going well for them. And I've got my dogs, and they've got a thick coat of fur, so they'll be good. But I don't know about the rest of them. Clown car, happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate you calling in. Man, everyone's blackpilling me today. I'm like, we got to lift up the moons a little bit. Let's turn to Steve in Florida. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hello, Brianna. How are you?
Good. I hope you can lift up the spirits a little bit over here.
You know what? I was calling in to just give some encouragement and give the gospel out. That's okay?
Yes, please.
I know a lot of people believe that Jesus Christ is God the Son. You know, he shed his blood, died, and rose again on the cross. What I would like to present is that you really must trust in Jesus' blood alone and what he did on the cross to save your soul, to get the gift of God, eternal life. What most people do is they don't rightly divide the scriptures because they're not, if you see it's a free gift, like Ephesians 2:8-9, for ye have been saved by grace through faith, not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of work, lest any man should boast. Then you should just trust that it's a gift and trust that Jesus paid for all your past, present, and future sins on the cross. Receive the gift of God, eternal life. Then you're forever in the body of Christ, according to what the risen Jesus told Paul. The problem is people see that. They don't rightly divide the scriptures, 2 Timothy 2:15, and they go back to Jesus and the 12 preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the kingdom, because Jesus came originally to be the king of the Jews, according to prophecy, and people had to, you know, believe he was the king and follow the law. But when the Jews killed him, and a year after the resurrection, they denied Jesus being their king. Remember, that was absent the blood message at that time. When you rightly divide, you see there's two gospels. So if you read Paul's writings, he received the mystery gospel of the grace of God from the risen Jesus when he turned against Israel as a nation temporarily. Now he looks at us all under the cross as in there's no Jew or Gentile. You can just get saved only by trusting in the cross alone.
So if people, you know, don't realize that, well, just rightly divide your Bible, read Romans through Philemon, the books that Paul wrote after he received the mystery by revelation 3 years in the desert from the risen Jesus. He started writing all those books. So within those books are our marching orders, and it's minus the law. I know what people are going to say, that's your interpretation, but really, once you rightly divide, it's clear that, you know, there, to him that worketh not, you know, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. Over and over and over, that's all Paul did, was battle with the Judaizers trying to go behind him and say, what about circumcision? What about the law? What about water baptism? But we're not under the law or any part of it. You work hard after you trust the blood of Jesus alone. You save forever. You focus on heaven. You do your part, you know, whether it be the stuff that we talk about in InfoWars, you know, and then in working hard, praying without ceasing. Keep your mind focused on heaven. Spread the word. But I got more information on trustjesusalone.com. I got links at the bottom where you can listen to good preachers talk about this right division. Remember, in the Bible, you probably heard that few shall enter in. It's usually just a small amount of people that get saved. So for those that, you know, it really comes down, if your heart's not hardened and you don't think you really know it all, because I see that time and time again,
yeah,
you got to open up your heart and your mind and your soul and study this. I encourage people, you know, you may not believe it offhand that there's two gospels. Once you study it, you'll see that, and then just simply trust in Jesus' blood alone, get saved forever, and stay focused that you're saved, spread the word, and then do your part to make the world a better place. But I just really wanted to say, good job. I've been a listener for over 10 years. I love to hear all the information about the shots being poisoned, about the New World Order coming, about how the globalists are trying to take over through corporations and making the cities bad so they can eventually put in the mark of the beast system. And that kind of goes with the Bible. I think it's Revelation 14, that you won't be able to do any buying, selling, or trading without the mark. That's during the tribulation. I believe if you rightly divide the scriptures, we won't be here during that tribulation. I know that people vary in their thoughts about that, but I don't think that the people that are saved now based on the scriptures and the writings of Paul, like I said, it kind of all comes down to, when you rightly divide, you'll see we won't be here for the tribulation. And so, but the important thing is, get saved by the blood of Jesus, work hard, pray always, giving thanks, and work, you know, do your part. We're not saying sin, you know, once saved, always saved, yes, but work hard all the time, spread the word, do your part. I'm always telling people to go carnivore or keto for good health, get saved, spread the word. So I'm trying to earn riches in heaven, and I'm trying to see people saved.
Yeah.
And I want to do my part. I just wanted to throw that out there for people that really want to look into it.
Yeah. Well, give us the website one more time. We had it up on the screen, but let's just make sure that everyone heard it. One more time, Steve.
Yeah, it's called trustjesusalone.com.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Steve, we needed that. We needed that. So thank you for calling in today. We appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. Thanks for calling in. Folks, if you're on hold right now, stay put. We're going to be taking your calls into the next portion of the hour as well. So stay on those lines. We're going to work our way down the call list. If you haven't done so already, you want to give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. You think I'd have this figured out by now, but it's still day one for me over here. Folks, if you want to call in, this is a topic you want to discuss, something we've discussed so far on the news cycle, we're ready for you to call us. All right, folks, we got a lot underway. In the meantime, though, make sure you check out the alexjonesstore.com. It's our Black Friday sale kicking off a little early. We've got all your favorite items, of course, BOGO on your supplements, as well as 25% off apparel. This shirt, got it over at thealexjonesstore.com, so you should do the same. Head on over there right now. In the meantime, we'll be right back with plenty of more stories to unpack, so don't go anywhere.
My fellow InfoWarriors, we are having right now, in late November into early December, the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running. until they have the state auction. They're saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to, you know, auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this. We'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Because remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced that they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But, of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And, of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. So remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money. They want us off the air. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever, works incredibly. This is a product that I came up with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. Sugar for the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us. We're going to take calls in just a few moments. So if you're online, hold right there. We'll dive into those calls in a minute. I wanted to bring you a story that I think is really, really important for all Americans to know. It's about Meta, Facebook, Instagram. Well, there are some new court filings that were just recently unsealed in regards to sex trafficking taking place on Meta platforms. And this is extremely, extremely alarming. Folks, I was shocked to discover that Meta had a 17-time strike policy for accounts involved in human sex trafficking. That is the new information that's come recently available due to testimony that was played out back in 2020. Accounts could receive 16 violations for prostitution and sexual solicitation without a suspension. The suspension was only triggered by the 17th violation, and the account was removed. Describe this as a very, very it's got like a massive strike threshold. I mean, this is insane. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are likely trafficked on Facebook, Instagram. And so hearing this is actually very, very alarming. Now, again, a lot of this also is coming out in regards to what Meta's known, the platform obviously being accused by plaintiffs of knowing how serious the amount of harm it was causing. Eating disorders, too, were a big one. Suicide, child sexual abuse material. And according to this report, they were rarely removed when those types of things were happening on their platform. Maybe this is the reason why Zuckerberg is popping up all over the place nowadays over at the White House. Dinners, trying to coddle up to President Trump because he knows it's about to get real bad for Facebook if this actually is publicly put on blast. It's important that we share this information so folks understand, parents understand what's going on these platforms. I mean, I've got Instagram, barely use it though. It is a wasteful place for your mind. I don't even have Facebook anymore. Pretty much a Twitter girl these days, exclusively. But we've all got to do better. Get off these platforms. They're bad for your health. All right, folks, let's start taking calls again. I want to turn to Heather in Southern Ohio. Heather, welcome to the show.
Ma'am, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about this Trans-Tifa movement for a second because something clicked with me yesterday. So when Trump got into office the second time, he kicked all of the trans people out of the military, right?
The second time, yes.
And, yeah, all of those people, both men and women, they are going to be angry. They are going to be feeling hate towards Trump and just towards the conservative movement in general. Now, I have heard it spoken of in the news recently about how militarized this movement is. Mm-hmm. And I have also heard about how good they are with military techniques. I'm trying to speak, you know. I would imagine that the leaders of this movement are probably people that have been kicked out of the military because they are the ones that have so much hate in their heart. And they are the ones that have all these military skills that they learned in the military, and they are the ones that would be able to teach it to others. So I think we have a lot more to worry about than what we realize.
Yeah.
And I am not coming from a hateful place. I live in the Bible Belt, and even the gays here are conservative. That's how conservative it is. But when I was in college, I lived that lifestyle, okay? And I'm 41 now, and I think I left when I was about 34. And I did find Christ, and I did change my life. And at the same time, I have a lot of love in my heart towards those people because I know that there are good people. There are really good Americans, hardworking Americans. And they are redeemable. So if any of them are listening to this, I want them to have hope and to realize that they are loved by Christ, and not only by Christ, but on a human level, they're loved by me.
Mm.
You know, in the sense that maybe if we, not a lot of people are going to have compassion towards them, but I do. But I understand that they're making some wrong choices, and they're allowing their anger to turn them towards really, really wicked ways that is going to ruin their lives. You know, if they think of getting in gangs and hurting people and shedding blood, they're going to ruin their lives as well as the lives of whoever they harm. So there is still hope for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, first off, Heather, thank you for calling. We appreciate that. And yes, I love your message there. There is still hope for them and not to engage in this type of behavior. You know, Heather, I've been working on a couple of stories privately, and I follow a lot of them on social media. And like you just said, they are getting ready for something. They're getting ready for something. I think the government's kind of aware of this now. Hopefully that something's done. But again, I don't really trust our federal government when it comes to preventing horrific attacks from happening. But these people are very fired up. They're very upset. And, you know, we hope that it doesn't come to that. But I like your message. I like your message that you've just delivered to us. Heather, thank you for calling. We really appreciate you calling, and happy Thanksgiving as well. All right, folks, let's turn to another caller. Let's talk to James in Indiana. James, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, I love your shirt with the Three Stooges on it.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know. I'm like, which way do I go? It's over right now over at thealexjonesstore.com, but it's going to be great when I wear it for Christmas, because I've got some liberal relatives that will not like it. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, your last caller was amazing. Pretty hard to follow that up. But there's a news story on InfoWars right now about how the DOJ was using possibly AI to fabricate cases against pro-lifers. That's disgusting. We're at a point now in this country where you don't know what's real anymore, and you have a DOJ that's so corrupt, you don't know what to trust from them anymore because they just make stuff up.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I sat back and watched, and we're going to have Stuart Rhodes in studio in just a few moments. I mean, Stuart was on trial, and the DOJ under Biden literally brought forward false witnesses, and they lied on the stands. I mean, on top of, like, the AI nonsense they have to deal with, you also deal with the DOJ lying and making up fake witnesses and putting them on the stand. And, you know, Stuart was sentenced to 18 years in prison. But, yeah, this story that I saw this morning, this is insane. It's insane. I don't know how we overcome this, honestly, because the deepfakes are getting good. I mean, someone made deepfakes of me, and I felt bad. I try to warn people who follow me on X. If you get, like, any of those fan accounts, like says Brianna Morell fan account, or pretends to be me but from a private account, it's fake. And the sad part about it is they're making deepfake videos and asking people to send them money. I don't know how we overcome it, especially with the justice system when they're utilizing that. That is absolutely outrageous. And one would hope that all of those that were involved in this, prosecutions, obviously, that they are disbarred and stripped so they cannot practice law again. I mean, it's so insane, that story. It really, really is. James, thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate you calling in today. Folks, I wanted to also bring you this story because I did talk about it at the beginning of the show. I want to make sure we talk about this. It's quite strange because the White House Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt, apparently her nephew was nabbed by ICE. The mother of Caroline Leavitt's nephew has apparently been detained, it looks like. That's the details of the story. She's from Brazil. She's a criminal legal alien, DHS is claiming, and she overstayed her tourist visa. It expired back in June of 1999. Apparently, she's been living here, and she was just recently captured. The White House not really giving comments on any of this. Apparently, she does have a child with an American citizen who is obviously related to Leavitt, and she's possibly going to be deported. She's being held right now in South Louisiana in an ICE processing facility awaiting for her deportation proceedings. And apparently she came here on a B-2 tourist visa. She was supposed to leave and depart on June 6th of 1999 and did not do just that. She's claiming, though, that DACA is what is the reason why she's allowed to be here right now. Again, we don't know the specifics of that, but she's claiming that she was not legally here in the United States, and that she maintains that she's legally residing here in the country. I thought that was a crazy story, an absolute crazy story, especially because it's tied in with the press secretary, of course. So I want to make sure I give you that update. All right, let's keep taking callers. Folks, if you haven't done so already and you want to give us a call, make sure you do just that. We're still working our way down the list. Let's go to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna. Happy morning. Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, calling about the judicial branch and just with everything that's occurred, it's apparent that that is a major, major problem for getting any type of mandates through at this point, where we were looking for people to be held accountable. And it's, you know, there's a critical mass. I mean, at some point, we need to start moving in a different direction to make sure that these people that are out ahead of us through lawfare, through the judicial branch, that they're not, it's not just looked at as, oh, another, you know, case that, oh, you know, and then we just talk about it. It's being ahead of it and making sure that we actually have means of reviewing judges or even impeachment, if it has to go to that point or get to that point, and really need people that are studied in law to start working with the president, because it's really, I mean, if we look at this, I mean, look at what happened with Alex in his default case.
Yeah.
How is that even possible at this point? What people know, and even if you don't agree with someone, just knowing that the judicial system is operating corruptly, there's corruption there, and it's the same thing with the Comey, you know, and all. I mean, it just keeps, and it's, you know, I've had these conversations. I had these conversations last year where it sounds great that you're appointing individuals into positions, and the fact that, you know, Trump isn't going to get everything done in this term for, you know, to have outcomes, but we need wins. Mm-hmm. And I knew that the judicial system, knowing Alex's case, that it was going to come down to just being thrown out, turned over. I mean, look at what happened locally here just recently. You touched on it today with the Somali case and the fraud. I mean, that's, I don't know. And it's great that you're having Stuart Rhodes on, because he knows this.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to hear what he has to say. I've heard the interviews prior, and, you know, it's always, you know, there's always solutions, but it's just like, yeah, well, you know, we're not going to do that. And to think that, okay, the judicial system or the judicial branch, and then knowing that the DOJ is in charge of the FBI and that system right there, and then knowing that the FBI is utilizing intelligence through the intelligence community, and then we get into two-tier systems. And it's just, it's like, there's certain things, it's just the intelligence community is out ahead of us at all times, and that needs to be captured. We need to capture it, and we need to have a way of saying, okay, you know what, you do, okay, obviously there's the Department of War now, and that's really what highly relies on that, and you got the CIA, but there needs to be a way that we can go in legally and say, pull the information on these individuals. If they're corrupt and they're doing backdoor deals, find that information and expose them. And then hopefully you get Congress, which isn't looking too good when you start removing, you know, senators and you know, just representatives out just by not getting along with them. You're not making Congress any better. And it's hard to get Congress to, I mean, the impeachment goes through federally, goes to the House of Representatives, and that's an impeachment. And then it goes to the Senate, and they vote on the corrupt, you know, they actually do the. So it's just like, are we going to rely on that system too? So something needs to be where it's outed, where these people are outed. If indeed they are doing something that is based off of not the justice system, the fair, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. They need to look at it and say, okay, let's rule out corruption first, because these individuals are making decisions that it's obvious, or it looks like it's based off of having feelings for, you know, or having, you know, some type of you're like I said, the two tier where you're not having fair trials.
Yeah.
And we need to figure that out. Otherwise, this stuff isn't going to go anywhere. And then it's going to be 2028, and here we are. And then think about how that system is going to come after us if we don't get someone that's in the system, you know, or people appointed, and we get a better system than what, you know, is currently happening, because it's hard. Yeah. Obviously, Trump is, I'm ultimately this judicial and the lawfare stuff is really, really important. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, Chad, actually, it's funny because Stewart's listening right now. And so he just texted me. He's going to address your question when he comes into the studio. He'll be here in just a few moments. So stay put, because he's going to answer your question in regards to all of this. But no, I mean, you're spot on. I think it's the question we kind of all have in our minds right now. We're wondering, how do we fix this mess? And I'll discuss that with Stewart in just a few moments. He's going to be here in about 15 minutes. So stay put. And Chad, thank you for calling, and thank you for bringing that up, because it's very, very important that we do just that. Folks, I'm going to go back taking calls in just 1 second. I wanted to make sure that we played both sides in regards to that Campbell Soup story that we played for you yesterday, because the company itself has actually responded to the claims. And there was a local news report that addressed that. If you recall, yesterday we played the sound bites of an alleged employee, one of their executives, going off about how they don't use actual meat in their products, no chicken in their products. I believe he said it was like 3D printed meat, and that it was bioengineered, and then he also referred to it as the poor people's food. But Campbell's Soup has actually responded to those claims. Let's take a listen.
And Erica, you've heard from Campbell's just within the past hour or so. What do they say?
That's right. Yeah, I just spoke to them, and they said that this employee was fired for good reason. More on that in a moment. Let's walk you through this. More information from Garza's attorney. Let's get you caught up.
We have for poor people. Who buys our shit?
The voice behind the now viral rant, allegedly of VP and Chief Information Security Officer Martin Bally, now on leave amid an investigation.
We think they should have had this approach when Robert first reported it.
Former Campbell's IT analyst Robert Garza of Monroe speaking with Local 4 last week. Garza says he'd been working remotely for the company's headquarters in New Jersey and met with Bally in person to discuss his salary. Here are a few more snippets of that over an hour-long recording.
Yeah, you like to. You're doing good.
I want to say you're smart. I know you're smart, right? Be a little patient. I'm telling you, Campbell's is a good f***ing place. They take care of the
Yeah, Martin, I need to fix myself, right? I need...
You know what? Don't wait for when I say that, like, you're just going to waste your life away. If you're waiting for a date in the future that things are going to get better, don't do that to yourself. Honestly.
Keeping the recording to himself at first, Garza says he reported what he heard to his direct supervisor, also named in the suit. That was back in January. His attorney says he was blindsided, fired 20 days later.
They have a motto, you know, like we treat you like family, you know, here at Campbell's, you know, come work for us, you know, we treat our employees like family. That's not the case.
Campbell's issuing multiple statements to Local 4 saying, quote, "We are proud of the food we make, the people who make it, and the high quality ingredients we use. The comments heard on the recording about our food are not only inaccurate, they're patently absurd." The company went on to say in part, quote, "All of our soups are made with no antibiotics ever chicken meat. Any claims to the contrary are completely false."
As far as we can tell, they ignored Robert's complaint and instead terminated him. It's just a little too late at this point.
Now, as you can imagine, we had a lot of questions for Campbell, specifically about Garza's employment. We did just hear back. They say, in part, quote, "We do not comment on the specifics of personnel matters, but can share that Mr. Garza's employment was terminated for good reason. He was a Campbell's employee for less than 5 months. If you'd like to read the entire statement, you can go to clickondetroit.com. You can also see some of our other coverage on this story.
All right, so they're claiming that their soup is 100% real chicken. We're going to have to test that. Because I'm a little worried. I used to eat that soup all the time because my mom would make it for me. So I'm hoping that's the case. It could be the reason why I have all the issues I have these days. Folks, let's go back to taking some calls. Let's take Tim in California. Tim, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, it's only appropriate that I wish all of the crew happy Thanksgiving. These guys never quit, guys and gals. and to you as well, Brianna.
Thank you.
And, you know, we've had some black pills, and I'm responsible for passing out a few of those. But in Washington, D.C., on October 3rd, 1863, President Lincoln, during the Civil War, made a proclamation where, hey, we're going to have the fourth Thursday of November be Thanksgiving. And it's three or four paragraphs. These things don't usually turn out well on radio if I just start reading it. But it does mention that it's under the providence of Almighty God. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations, order has been maintained, and the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict, while that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union. Needful diversions of wealth and strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements, and the mines and wells of iron and coal, as of the precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege and the battlefield, and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increase of this freedom. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledge, as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people, I do hereby invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States and all those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them, while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, that they do also with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union.
Wow,
and
Tim.
He sets his hand to it.
Tim, the commercial breaks will cut you off, but that was great. And thank you for calling in. That was much, much needed. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. All right, we got another hour to go. Don't go anywhere.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act. And not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Body's turmeric supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Body's turmeric supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air in the fight and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWars.
I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence.
This investigation of the president was corrupt. The FBI and the Department of Justice were politicized and weaponized. And in my opinion, there are only two possibilities: that you were deliberately corrupt or woefully incompetent. And I don't believe you were incompetent.
This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies. I don't care what your politics are, you have to see that as fundamentally un-American and a threat to the rule of law that keeps all of us free.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
I know that Donald Trump will probably come after me again. And my attitude is going to be the same. I'm innocent, I am not afraid, and I believe in an independent federal judiciary.
Well, what I will say is that everybody knows that James Comey lied to Congress.
On May 3rd, 2017, in this committee, Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, "Have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?" You responded under oath, quote, "Never." He then asked you, quote, "Have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration?" You responded again under oath, "No." Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak. And Mr. McCabe, if he says contrary, is not telling the truth. Is that correct?
Again, I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
It's as clear as day. And this judge took an unprecedented action to throw these cases out to shield James Comey and Letitia James from accountability based on a technical ruling, and the administration disagrees with that technical ruling. We believe the attorney in this case, Lindsay Halligan, is not only extremely qualified for this position, but she was, in fact, legally appointed. And I know the Department of Justice will be appealing this in very short order. So maybe James Comey should pump the brakes on his victory lap.
Well, the Drudge Report, the Democrat Party mouthpiece, has the headline, "Bondi blows it. Comey and James cases dismissed by another one of these globalist judges," the same ones that have said everything Trump's been doing is illegal, like arresting illegal aliens, and of course higher courts then override it. But it's a lot harder when a criminal case gets dismissed by a judge.
Did the FBI do these investigations by the book?
No.
No question.
No question.
These FBI records about the burn bags came to light during the criminal prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey. These burn bags contained records from Mar-a-Lago, January 6th, and the FBI Russia probe.
Someone has access to those different cases, a very limited source.
So limited source or a very senior person.
Right.
Is the fact that there was an investigator level briefing for journalists at the New York Times?
That is highly, if it's not illegal, I don't know what it is.
Lindsay showed the receipts that Kash Patel and Dan Bongino found, including in the burn bags inside of a skiff inside the FBI. They were trying to destroy this evidence, and Cash and Dan found it, turned it over to Lindsay, and Lindsay filed her response to Comey's motion to dismiss for malicious prosecution.
The CIA warns the FBI, and then at the same time, they're applying to the National Security Court using information, which is opposition research.
You can wound somebody's life by just open investigation on them.
The globalists have most of the courts. They have the big corporations. They have a lot of the brainwashed young people. They have the universities. They don't have the mind of the average person anymore. But to them, they all feel insulated. They can just, as a mob, move against us in different ways. And that they're going to be victorious in the end.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find...
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot to dive into in the final hour of today's show, and we've got our good friend Stuart Rhodes here to help me with all of that. We're kicking off today's show, obviously, with a lot going on, but I wanted to highlight what our first call, or one of our callers who called in before, Chad did, because you were listening on your way in.
Yes.
And it's important for us to highlight that he was going off on the rogue judges, and how do we fix this issue? And that's how we kind of started off this show, highlighting all the rogue judges, what they've been doing. Obviously, James Boasberg is like the big name that comes to mind when we think about that, but also, you know, we just heard about this judge, I believe it was in Minnesota, who decided just to toss out the jury who convicted a Somalian man of fraud, and she just tossed it out because she just didn't think it was appropriate. The decision that they came to and what the prosecution was saying was appropriate, so she just decided to take it amongst herself to toss it all out. I mean, we've got a issue when it comes to these judges.
Absolutely.
Chad wanted to know how we fix it.
I think the best thing to do is exposure.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for years, but it's the answer. Mm-hmm. First, you expose their own criminality. All of these judges are just like all the congressmen. They're all corrupt. Mm-hmm. That's exactly why they're where they're at. That's how they got where they're at. And that's how they're protected. So you need to expose them. President Trump can do that. I think you should put Tulsi Gabbard in charge of the mission and delegate to her his power to declassify. And I was listening to Alex yesterday talking about how they need like his own intelligence service outside of the CIA because CIA is so corrupt. Yeah. Well, he's got it. It's called the U.S. military. U.S. military intelligence handled all of our intelligence for our country before the CIA, so they're not even necessary. So what they should do is put Tulsi Gabbard in charge of declassification and use military intelligence. And it comes right down to it. They should just kick everybody out of the CIA building, out of the NSA buildings, and the FBI, for that matter, even under Cash Patel right now. Just kick them all out, have them go do some remote, you know, work from home, and then go through and clean out all the files and find all the dirt and all the, start with the judges. Start with the judges and then go through Congress too. So just like with Elon Musk, he took over Twitter. First thing he did is blew the doors open and showed all the internal chatter, DHS, NSA, CIA agents sitting in, FBI sitting in with Twitter about who to censor. All of that was exposed by Elon Musk. Exposure is the answer. Doge was the right course. He should doge the entire government, but that's what he should do.
Yeah. No, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, you know, we're talking also, we could bring up the FBI director again, since you mentioned the FBI. Unfortunately, Cash Patel hasn't really been leading up to what we've been, I guess most of us were hopeful that he was going to be this incredible director and he was going to go based on what his own promises were prior to being on the road. Yeah. And it's so upset. I mean, we talked about the Thomas Cook stuff. I don't know if you saw, Tucker Carlson did a great job. I followed up with the same documents that he had, as well as Miranda Devine. We all got the same documents. And he's out here just saying, oh, well, we showed the American people everything. They didn't show everything until we forced their hand. I mean, how do we sit here and win back this country when we've got people like Kash Patel who literally he outlined how to, you know, what all the government corruption was, but he's not really going after it.
No, he needs to be fired because whatever his excuse, whatever the reason is, he has reversed course, is now the deep state's bitch.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, look at what he said when the revelation came that there are 274 FBI undercover in the crowd on J6. First of all, it didn't come from his office, which where it should have come from. It came from an office in Congress. But then he covered for them by saying, oh, they were improperly used that day for crowd control, which Steve Baker pointed out correctly is complete bullshit.
Yeah.
So, and President Trump also called it correctly. It's like they were not there for a legitimate purpose. So it's ridiculous, and it's just frustrating that I think President Trump still wants accountability for that. Still wants the deep state cleaned out, but the people he's put in charge of it don't have any cojones. And so I think he should be fired. And frankly, so should Bongino, because Bongino has just sat on his hands as well. He said nothing.
Well, I mean, that's the disappointing part in all of this. And, you know, the last time we spoke, actually, you were talking about, and I just want to keep reminding us to our audience, you were talking about restarting up the Oath Keepers. Obviously, you were the founder of the Oath Keepers.
Yes.
We're back into full effect because, you know, we can't trust our federal government. We can't trust even local sometimes. I'm very doubtful of. So I think you've got a good idea to bring this back together. And it was kind of a dark start to our callers today because a lot of them thought doomsday was coming and that everyone would start prepping.
Unless the Trump administration makes a radical change and gets back on track. First 3 months, they did great work with Doge. They were cleaning house. But then since then, it's obvious that President Trump has put the wrong people in power.
Yeah.
And he needs to fix that. He can fix it. So as I've said before, it's our duty to push him to do his duty.
Yeah.
But the meanwhile, though, we need to get ourselves strong. So, yes, I've relaunched Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.info. Folks can go there. You can join whether you're prior service or not. We always accepted associate members because I believe every American has responsibility to stand up for the Constitution.
Yeah.
And it'll be our job as veterans. Like, I was a paratrooper in the Army. So my job and the job of other veterans and organizations is to train you in how to take care of yourself and your local community. And we're also launching the Strong County Project, which will work from the very bottom up, neighborhood first, then church, then town, then county, to strengthen this country and get it squared away. So we have a responsibility. Duty is ours, results are God's. That's our duty, is to get strong, but also at the same time, push President Trump to do his duty.
Yeah, and I want to remind our audience, you guys can head over to givesendgo.com/oath. To help Stewart's efforts to do all of this. Obviously, this is a very expensive thing to do, and you're trying your very best to bring back this country to make sure that the American people are protected and safe. Yeah. So I just wanted to highlight that as we continue to dig into all these topics.
And I don't have online credit card processing yet, but if they go on givesendgo.com/oath and do a $100 donation, just make a note that it's for membership and I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll make sure it gets processed.
That's good to go. That's good to know. Again, guys, that's givesendgo.com/oath for all of that. That's where you're going to want to go for that. Stuart, I want to keep digging into this because, you know, we continue to play these clips of the FBI director and it's really not going anywhere with him.
No.
I know you're like ready to flip switch a little bit. You know, we heard President Trump, and let's play that clip again, actually, because I think it's really interesting. You know, President Trump was asked about this yesterday as he's making his way to West Palm Beach. I want to play, it is, I think, clip two, but let me just grab that for you. There was the clip. I can't find it, guys. It's the one where he's talking about the FBI. So we're going to play that clip for you when he's talking about FBI Director Kash Patel when he's asked if he plans on firing him.
Like, I heard that earlier, yes.
Okay, we'll play that clip actually right now, so take a listen.
And there would be nothing like it.
Are you planning to replace Kash Patel as
a candidate? No, he's doing a good job. Kash Patel? No, he's doing a great job, I think.
This week we saw those cases against
So as you hear there, he's saying he's happy with him. Your reaction to the president saying he's happy with what's going on right now?
I mean, it's frustrating. He should fire him right now. I mean, I'm not sure who to replace him with. Maybe someone like Kyle Serafin or the other whistleblowers, agent friend, you know, someone like that. But he needs to fire him. And so this is not good for his own base to listen to him. You know, once again, it just seems like nothing's going to change. And just as like having the CEO of Pfizer in his office and declaring the guy did a great job during COVID, that has alienated more of his own base. And this is the same thing. We're very frustrated. We want Kash Patel gone. And so it's highly frustrating. I mean, hopefully he's planning on firing him and doesn't want that known yet, but I don't believe in 5D chess anymore. You know, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene was absolutely correct in her resignation letter. And that kind of pulled the curtain back and said, okay, there is no plan to save the world. There is no 5D chess going on. That's a very black pill. I still want to hold out hope that President Trump can correct course. I think Alex is on the right track in trying to get him to do that. But it's like the first administration. He's been surrounded by people that are deep staters. And I have no confidence in Susie Wiles. I disagree with Roger Stone on that completely. So I just know that, you know, the proof's in the pudding. And what have they done so far?
Well, tell us a little bit more about the Susie Wiles angle, because I think that's interesting.
Well, I side with Ivan on that. I think Ivan Lincoln's correct about that. She is the gatekeeper in the White House. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anybody that crosses her is immediately blackballed out of access. So that's possibly why Roger Stone is saying, oh, no, she's good to go, because he doesn't want to lose access. I don't know, but that's just my gut. Mm-hmm. So I think that President Trump needs to clean house entirely, aside from Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, Robert Kennedy Jr., he just stood there like an idiot, like a bump on the log while the CEO of Pfizer is being praised as a hero. And he just stood there and said nothing. Yeah. So I don't trust him anymore either, frankly. It's sad but true.
Yeah, the Susie Wiles thing is interesting to me because, you know, when I was living in Florida, the big point there was that everyone was telling me that Governor Ron DeSantis pushed her out for that reason alone, that the access reason, that she was the guard to him, mm-hmm. and he didn't like that. And so that was the reason why the two of them parted ways, although that hasn't been 100% confirmed. That was just rumor, but that's what a lot of people are seeing behind the scenes. We're kind of seeing it play out right now with President Trump as well. There's a lot of questionable things happening right now with the administration. You know, you mentioned MTG. Let's kind of focus on that a bit, because when she announced her resignation just a few days ago, last Friday, actually, I was really, really upset. Not because of the obvious. You know, I do love her and I appreciate all that she's done, but the reality is now I'm upset because, like, that's the reality that we all have to face now, that this is actually... It's not what we signed up for. It's not what we voted for. I was enthusiastic when the president made his way back into the White House on election night. Got very emotional for a lot of us because we knew that there was going to be great things ahead. That's what we were hopeful for.
I was emotional too. That's a fact.
Well, that was my big one. Yeah. Well, because, you know, so many of my...
We were in prison at the time. Yeah.
So that was the one good thing.
It was a great night.
I was just talking to friends, and you could kind of walk us through that. I was just talking to friends too, and I was telling them, you know, I was very excited. Because I knew my friends who I've made behind prison bars, all of you guys who were there, and I was calling you, texting you guys were going to be freed.
Right.
That's the only exciting moment that I've had thus far under this administration. Nothing else has changed.
Well, that and Doge. Doge was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the right course right there. So, I mean, I don't like what I just saw with President Trump condemning Marjorie Taylor Greene as a traitor. She's not a traitor.
She's not.
And neither is Massey. Mm-hmm. And neither is Rand Paul. Okay. And so I don't know what's going on with that. He's been, I think someone's gotten in his ear and said, oh, these people are not loyal to you, and so therefore they're traitors. They're loyal to the Constitution. And if Trump is varying from that, I have a responsibility to call him out also.
Yeah.
Under my oath, I have to. So the big, beautiful bill was anything but. It was horrible. All it does is increase more spending with a bunch of crap, you know, thrown in.
Yeah.
Like they always do. And so she called that out. She called out the Epstein files for what it is. He was working for Mossad and CIA, obviously. Mm-hmm. There really is a client list. And for some reason, they've reversed course and are hiding that now. And so he's lost credibility with his own base. So, you know, throwing in the trash the three strongest constitutionalists in Congress is not a good way to roll to keep the majority in Congress. But I fear that the old guard, like Lindsey Graham, for example, and the GOP, they don't care about losing control. They would rather have lose the House and Senate, you know, lose control and still continue the grift that they're part of rather than taking it down. They don't want that to happen. So they're more than happy to go ahead and spike the control of Congress.
But we saw that firsthand. This is a great point that you bring up, because we saw Lindsey Graham. He had no problem during the last big midterm. It was supposed to be a red wave, everyone said, and it wasn't a red wave. And that's because Lindsey Graham, knowing that we did not have, obviously, the White House, and we didn't have the majority anywhere else, Lindsey Graham went in front of the cameras and said, you know, I want to present an abortion ban, which obviously is not realistic because you don't have the numbers to back that up. But he did that to fire up their base and to get them out to vote, because he knows that that's a really emotional issue for so many on the left, that they'll go out and vote just on the single issue of abortion. I mean, that is their big one. And so to sit there and watch Lindsey Graham do that and completely derail the Republican Party, I don't know how we associate with him anymore. And we're watching, and I know you're going to love the way on this one, or the Arctic Frost. He's playing victim. He's saying, oh, I'm going to sue. Then they put the provision in the CR to make sure that they had a clear lane to sue for $500,000. I mean, this guy is an absolute piece of garbage. And then you have the president going after Marjorie Taylor Greene, obviously, like you mentioned, Massey, as well as Paul as well.
Right.
But I think also the key point here is he can't get his own nominees confirmed by Republican senators. And he will never match that same level of energy right. that he had for all three of those individuals that he had these senators. He doesn't speak out. I remember there's a couple of people who said, well, you know,
Tillis, for example.
Yes.
From North Carolina.
And he won't do anything about it. He'll sit there and say, oh, well, I need, it's going to cost me too much political capital. And then he just bounces on the idea. And then he goes with a safe pick, like he did with Pam Bondi. I mean, Pam Bondi was thrown into her position because he couldn't get anyone else confirmed that would have actually been productive.
Right.
And so here we are now, and he's going after people who are on his side. People vote with him about, what, 90% of the time? And he's a slight disagreement with them, and he goes off the rails.
Right. I think he's being steered into that, bringing back to Susie Wiles.
Yeah.
It goes the same thing with who he supports, endorses around the country. He's endorsing horrible rhinos, endorsing, you know, deep state, surveillance state neocons who his own base with the Ron Paul Republicans, the independents will never support. And so he's losing his own base. I think it's being done intentionally. Like I said, they would prefer to lose and one reason why they would want to lose control of the House and Senate, because now they have the excuse to sit back and go, oh, we lost control. So we can't get anything passed anymore. It's the same old dog and pony show. So it releases them from any liability in the long run. They can tell the constituents, I'm fighting the good fight when they're sitting on their hands and letting the bad guys take over.
Yeah, we just got breaking news in. I just wanted to bring this to our audience. It's very brief, though. It's only one sentence that we have right now as we continue to see more developments. But Georgia has just decided to dismiss all outstanding charges against those involved in the 2020 election interference case.
That's
the one with President Trump and all of his co-defendants. So, I mean, we knew that was coming. We knew that was going to happen, but it looks like it's official now. That's according to Fox News and NBC News as well,
right.
that this is being dismissed. That was one of the many cases that they should have never brought on in the first place. And yet here we are. Your reaction, again, this was like Fannie Willis and all of them out there. They were literally working at the White House. When you looked at the logs to see who was coming into the White House, it was people associated with Fannie Willis, the special prosecutor Nathan Wade as well.
No, that's good news. Yeah. And I want to give props to Trump for something he did right.
Mm-hmm.
He pardoned all the alternate slates. He went ahead and did like a preemptive pardon
mm-hmm.
of John Eastman, Sidney Powell, and the other attorneys who are working for that. And I think it actually applies to us J6ers who still need a pardon. That's the argument I'm going to make. It's because I think Ivan Ranklin's correct about that. The language in there is loose enough. It says any other, not limited to these people, but listed to the names of all those people and said not limited to them, anyone who stood up and opposed the 2020 election coup and called for full disclosure investigation in support of the alternate states. Well, I did that, for example. So I think this is good. So I want to give props to President Trump for that. I think he wants a 2020 election investigated, which is why I'm frustrated. But the DOJ has not been cleaned out. This is why he can't get any indictments, because, you know, the first U.S. attorney assigned to the Comey case, it was dragging his feet intentionally to run the clock out. So Trump installed his own lawyer to go take care of it, and she did very effectively. And then now, of course, the judge is saying she's not, you know, properly appointed. So that just shows the need to purge the DOJ. I had a team of like 8 lawyers on me and my guys. So against us in our trial. Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't have to rely on one good lawyer because you can't trust the rest of the DOJ to do their job. The DOJ must be purged. The fact that Bondi has not purged the DOJ is why Bondi has to go. He's got to put a firebrand in there, and he can do a recess appointment. He can fire her over the holidays, put somebody else in while Congress is on holiday recess, install a firebrand, make Ed Martin Attorney General of the United States, for example.
Yeah.
Or Jeffrey Clark, bring him back in.
Well, it's funny because I'm actually going through, I just got a document sent over from Jeff Clark legal team, and I was just going to go through that in a little bit. But
yeah. He's one of the ones pardoned by Trump, by the way, for that issue in Georgia.
And he's still dealing with it, though. You know, actually,
right.
I was very surprised. So they're trying to disbar him in D.C.
Yeah, no surprise.
Yeah, and they're also, like, I keep hearing he's one of the many people under attack right now because he's a patriot. He loves his country.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They don't like that, and he is a loyalist when it comes to the Constitution, and so
right.
they don't like that. They're trying to purge him. But when it comes to Jeff Clark, it's not just him. You say Ed Martin.
Both of them. I mean, that's how you know they're good people, because they're being attacked.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And we saw last week, too, there was a report that came out that claimed that Ed Martin was under investigation by the DOJ. That falls. We spoke to Ed Martin directly, and he said it's not true. He's not under investigation. But there's a reason why they wouldn't confirm Ed Martin. They pushed back so hard, and it's because Ed Martin's got nothing to lose. He loves
right.
his country. He would have been an individual who would actually push for all these people to go to prison, and they pushed so aggressively hard to make sure that he wasn't the
yeah.
president's nominee.
They're afraid of him.
Exactly.
Right. And now he's in charge of the weaponization department, but the word is from Peter Tichtin is that he's not being funded. That Todd Blanche is blocking his support and being able to actually do his job. So yeah. Same thing. So I think Bondi should be fired and Todd Blanche should be fired too.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. And then, you know, Ed Martin's been such a powerhouse when it comes to all of this. So it's really upsetting to continue to hear. We're going to keep our eye on that though, because Ed Martin definitely is someone who we want to go out there and to get justice. But again, he can't do this on his own. He needs the DOJ to back him. And I don't think he has the support. Todd Blanche, your thoughts about him, because we continue to hear all these stories about how things just land on his desk. Like pardons, I'm being a patriot still. Yeah, and yeah. I was told, oh, your sources are good. We're telling you this from somebody who used to be on his team, but now all of a sudden they won't sit here and do anything about it. They won't sit there and they're like, oh, yeah, it's on his desk. But he's got a ton of things on his desk right now. But we have people who are patriots. I mean, I keep bringing it up. The officer involved in the Breonna Taylor shooting didn't shoot Breonna Taylor, but was there when his buddy got shot in the leg, Brett Hankinson. He is still right now sitting in solitary confinement, and our own DOJ placed him there but won't free him, even though they know that he was innocent and that he should have never been prosecuted in the first place. But Todd Blanche not doing anything about that.
Well, he's not the pardon attorney, but yet apparently he's blocking. Ed Martin's a pardon attorney, but yeah. But obviously Ed Martin is being blocked by Todd Blanche. That's why he needs to be removed.
Yeah.
So President Trump has got to focus inward, and like Alex said yesterday, he's got to clean his own house.
Yeah.
He's got to make sure he has nothing but loyal patriots, not just loyal to him, but loyal to the country. Mm-hmm. That's what he has to have. That's what his base expects. And without that, I think he's going to, you know, he's going to cause his base to be black-pilled, and they're just going to stay home. And you can yell and scream at them all you want, GOP. They're going to stay home. They're not going to bother to turn out. Even the Trump loyal base is going to be dispirited and black-pilled and just will stay home. Like one of your callers said earlier, why should I go on a Tuesday and skip work to go vote for what? When it's going to change nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't matter who's has a majority. I mean, they don't. Well, Democrats, they further their agenda. They do actually pretty
well. Oh, it'll be worse if they get the majority. But the point is that the base will be dispirited. You're just not going to get the turnout. And this is loyal Trump people. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the crossover Democrats who voted for Trump because they believed he was going to actually take down the establishment and stand up for the little guy. And they see all the H-1B visas taking more American jobs. And they see, you know, 600,000 communist Chinese, spies coming in, you know, called students. Mm-hmm. And they don't like that either. So they said, okay, they're not really putting America first. People want America first, period. We don't want AIPAC first. We don't want Israel first also. We want America first. And unless the Trump administration delivers that, he's going to lose the support of that massive coalition that voted for him in 2024.
It's so frustrating because I don't understand how they don't see this. They've got him so isolated.
I think they do. Like I said, they see it, but they don't care because they want MAGA to die.
Yeah.
They want America first to die because they're in on the grift. And this goes for the people in his circle that are making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they go and raise these big, massive fundraisers, $1 million a plate. I just heard about one coming up in Miami, $1 million a plate for a candlelight dinner with President Trump. So who's going to be there? Big Pharma, for example. They're going to be sitting at the table. And then they tell President Trump, oh, look, we just brought in $10 million, $20 million for the midterms. We're going to win. And so all he sees is that. He thinks they're going to win the midterms.
Who's running that dinner? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm going to pass that to you guys to go look
Trump,
into
they
it.
They pulled it up. We got the best control room.
It was a whistleblower that doesn't want to be identified, but this person's willing to talk to you guys.
Yeah, well, Trump's a headline $1 million per person fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago. That was October 7th. That was published.
Right. There's one coming up in January down in Florida, in Miami.
That's so
amazing. I'll pass that to you guys because this person's willing to talk to you. He wants to pass the information to you.
Well, I would love to hear this because, I mean, again, that's just so unrealistic.
That's part of the grift.
Yeah.
There's the grift and, you know, I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no.
But like you got the grift you obviously saw with Doge exposing all the lefties, what they do.
Yeah.
But there's grift in the fundraising circuit on the political right also.
Yeah.
And that's how they buy favors, pay per play.
Yeah, that's why I always say it happens at both sides, and I saw it under the first term where people were getting consulting fees, and then magically the people that were paying for these consulting fees were getting pardons or whatever was needed, necessary.
We're getting access.
Yes.
Like the CEO of Pfizer standing in the Oval Office being praised as a good guy.
That's a great
He's
guy.
A mass murderer.
Yeah.
So the base looks at that. I mean, I think 99% of the Trump base now realizes that the shots are part of a intentional culling of the world population.
Yeah, well, let's dig into that in just a little bit because we're about to hit a hard commercial break, but I wanted to dive into the Pfizer angle on this because this is really upsetting to continuously see. I know a lot of people have accused him of a lot of crazy things. They're not so crazy, and that's sarcasm, but the reality of it is, yeah, like you said, RFK Jr. being there and not speaking up, that's concerning. We'll dive into that in a minute. Folks, in the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We got our Black Friday sale going on early. You can get a great sweater like this, 25% off right now over at thealexjonesstore.com right now. Plus, it's BOGO on all supplements while supplies last over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Let's see what's cooking on TV.
Thanksgiving Day is coming. And for Charlie Brown, that can only mean... It's a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
I'll tell you, Pat, this stuff is looking good and smelling good and tasting good. We got to dig in and start eating now.
Here it comes. Oh, girl, what a feast this is. This is beautiful, girl.
Congratulations. That's a turkey. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Lance. Who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
Hey, buddy.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want.
Look, I had a chance to shoot a bunch of you the other day and didn't.
He wants to get rid of Thanksgiving forever. To get rid of the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
All right, Spider-Man.
He's got spiderweb rays coming out of his hands. He can cling to tall buildings. And he's looking for Octopus, the Green Goblin.
Ferengi to O.J. O.J. running to the left, turns the corner at the 30. O.J. at the 25, the 20, and falls ahead of the 15. That does it. He broke the record.
For Clint Longley, even if he never completes another pass, they'll always remember the one he threw on Thanksgiving Day 1974.
Where's the turkey, Chuck? Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners?
Those aren't pillows.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Tonight, on this Thanksgiving, I come before you to ask your help, to ask your strength, to ask your prayers. All of us have lived through 7 days that none of us will ever forget.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Olive Ships Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to the American Journal. We've got our third hour kicking off right now with my guy, Stuart Rhodes here, who is, of course, the founder of Field Keepers. And we're talking a lot. It's been kind of disappointing lately so far.
It's been a dumpster fire.
I know. I try to say it the nicer way. You're like, it's a dumpster fire, Brianna.
Well, it's been a dumpster fire, but hopefully it'll turn around. I have hope.
Well, listen, the one really good thing is if they allow it to get to President Trump, if he finds out that his base is really fired up and angry at him for a lot of things that have been happening, he might reverse course. That's the one good thing. He actually listens sometimes,
right,
to the base. So that's the one good thing that we kind of hang on here. But, you know, before we went to break, we were talking about Pfizer and how disappointed we all were the fact that he continues to shuffle in the CEO of Pfizer. You know, we just did a story too on Meta and how they were allowing those who were accused of sex trafficking on their platforms like Facebook and Instagram to get up to 16 strikes. Their 17th strike was their way when they got their accounts pulled.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that was the big point in all of this. And I'll let you talk about that for a little bit. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg all of a sudden has access to the White House these days, having dinner with the president. It's disgusting. This is the guy who literally, Zuckerbucks. I mean, how did everyone forget about this?
Yeah, he funded the coup of 2020 across the country. You know, the very overt plot to steal the election was funded by Zuckerbucks. And just, it's just baffling that President Trump has him in his inner circle in the White House. Or right there at a front row during his inauguration, during his swearing-in ceremony.
Yeah, it's even allowing to. I was originally, I got access to the inauguration, then obviously all the stuff that happened, my access was taken away. But
how do you explain that?
Yeah, but Zuckerberg got in.
Why?
Yeah. Money.
Yeah, I think in some ways President Trump believes that these men are intelligent. Well, they are, obviously, but they're also evil.
Yeah.
So he respects them as successful titans of business. And I think also with the tech world, I think he's falling into a major trap with Peter Thiel and the rest who are supposedly on his side.
Yeah.
They've wormed their way into his administration. Same goes for Bezos, you know, Amazon.com. So Meta building these massive data centers all over the United States, Meta's part of that, right? Those are for surveillance. I think that you guys had Maria V on over Sunday. She's completely right about that. So they don't give a damn about America. They're putting them in rural areas, draining the water, draining all the wells. They could build next to the oceans. They just don't care. And they're letting you know they don't care. And the ultimate purpose of those data centers is going to be mass surveillance over all of us.
Yeah, and you know, the First Lady, because I also get her press announcements quite often. She's really an advocate for AI these days and like pushing us forward on AI. And there was a story. Okay, let me pull it up now. There was a story that I did actually want to talk about later in the show, but now would be a good time to talk about it because it's deeply, deeply concerning in regards to AI and the jobs it intends on taking over. This one coming from the Times. This one saying pretty much, I believe it was 40% of our jobs will be slowly taken over by AI very, very soon. Some of those tasks being carried out could possibly even include like healthcare workers. So yeah, most of the roles at risk, about 40%, involve all different kinds of drafted jobs that the AI will be taking over. Hiring is slowing down as well for paralegals, and it just kind of outlines programmers, others that founded research. So it's outlining a whole bunch of jobs, but they're saying about 40% of jobs in the next upcoming years will be taken over by AI. And then also Amazon, this one was also deeply concerning. Let me pull this one up as well. This one outlining how Amazon is spending $50 billion on AI infrastructure for the U.S. government. Again, that is concerning. You know, you mentioned Bezos and all of that. I mean, the fact that they're dumping all of this money into this to replace American workers, you know, I've got family who lives in rural areas, and I mean, Amazon's their big employer. Now they're at risk of potentially losing their jobs to AI.
Yep.
And the U.S. government's getting involved in this too and bringing these jobs or bringing Amazon in on that front. I mean, what the heck are we doing here? How do Americans compete with this plus H-1B visas?
Separate yourself from the machine. Stop using Amazon. We all need to boycott Amazon. Stop using them. Because all you're doing is funding your own demise. Yeah. And Catherine Austin Fitz gave a speech about this in Palm Beach just this last week. Mm-hmm. I was happy to be there and listen to her. She's correct. She said she was talking to a bunch of wealthy conservatives from Palm Beach. She said, you're funding your own demise because you're all using banks. You're all invested in Wall Street and companies that are good returns, but they're destroying our country. And Amazon's one of them. Meta's another one of them. So we need to separate ourselves from them and you know, break the addiction to their platforms. I mean, I'm an Amazon Prime member. I need to cancel that. We all need to get off of Amazon and stop using it. Because otherwise, all you're going to do is speed up the technocrats' dream of a world where they depopulate the planet, and she's called it since 2020. She called it the pandemic back then and said it's the great colon. They needed labor for all this, you know, for centuries. They've used labor, people, because they needed them. But now with AI and robotics, they don't see any need for us anymore. They see us as useless eaters, like, you know, cattle that's no longer, I know, obsolete. So they want to depopulate the planet and live their lives as, you know, merge machine and man. You know, that's why they're transhumanist. That's what they really want to do. So we should accept reality. This is the actual goal of these technocrats, like Peter Thiel, for example, who worships, you know, has this fascination with setting the Antichrist. So he wants a world where, I believe, where he and his technocrat overlord buddies rule and the rest of us are just exterminated.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
No, I mean, I've heard, I don't know. I align with that too. It's so upsetting. You know, we have Mel Kay on the show often too, and she's got the same thing when it comes to all of this tech stuff. She's been trying to blow the whistle on all of this and try to get people to get interested in the topic itself, because it's one of the top ones when it comes to taking over this country, taking over. But it's her saying is, that this, what's standing in the globalist way is our country, our constitution, and they're going to do whatever they can to take us out.
And so we, that's the people. Yeah.
And so, and we need to actually be paying attention to this. I don't think a lot of people are. I want to touch this topic too with you, because this one's is a really, really good one. And I don't think a lot of people, have been paying much in the way of attention to it. But Greg Abbott, all of a sudden, is now getting engaged.
Right.
And it's bizarre because he's been governor for several years now, but he's going after CARE, the Muslim Brotherhood, designating them.
He's going after them.
Yeah.
So he declared them a terrorist organization, which is accurate.
Yeah.
But when what I'm hearing from people that are paying attention in the legislature is that's really the legislative function in Texas.
Yes.
That it's just PR for the cameras. It's not really good. He's being sued by them, and they'll probably prevail in Texas courts for all the reasons we already talked about. But I think one of the problems is that this is just window dressing. From what I know, Texas has funded to the tune of millions the building of mosques through grants that they gave to all the different radical jihadist organizations in Texas to go build mosques. So on his watch, it's been going on for years now. And then all of a sudden now, when he's coming into an election cycle, is he declaring CARE and Muslim Brotherhood to be terrorist organizations? It's the same thing he does on the border. He'll have the dog and pony show of a barbed wire and floating barbed wire for that one little mile stretch of the Rio Grande in Eagle Pass, while the rest of the border is wide open. In fact, I flew with a film crew from InfoWars. We got in a private plane and flew the length of the Texas border years ago, showing Americans how wide open the border was. But all they see is what they see on Fox News. Oh, Abbott's strong on the border. Look at this, all this concertina wire. They don't realize that outside of the camera shot is wide open border. And that's the way he wants it. He's a governor of Texas. He could have sealed the border a long time ago. It's not sealed because he didn't want it sealed. The same is true for all the mosques being built in Texas. He's allowed the funding to go through. I mean, we don't get funding. I don't know any churches that get grant money to go build churches anywhere, but the mosques are being funded by Texas taxpayer money to go build. So I think it's just dog and pony show.
Well, you know what they actually say in their defense, and this isn't me defending them. This is Greg Abbott's office saying in his defense that the money that we're seeing that was reported by the Rare Foundation that was getting funneled to these mosques, he's claiming, they're trying to claim that that money is money from DHS. Now, DHS has allocate money towards churches, temples, and mosques if there is a threat of terrorism. But what they won't tell you, though, is a lot of these mosques, and again, this is from just what I found in the Rare Foundation's uncovering and all of this, Amy does a great job at digging through this.
Right.
She found that these mosques that we're giving this money to are the ones that are also welcoming Islamic terrorists in, alleged Islamic terrorists in, we should say, to play it safe. She's been calling that out for years. So while Greg Abbott continues to say, it's not my money, it's not Texas money, it's DHS who's giving it to us, and I have to split it up equally because obviously we have the First Amendment here, and that's what they were claiming.
We shouldn't be funding terrorists.
The idea is to prevent terrorism, and that was the idea of the money that was being given out.
Right.
But here they are giving it to people who are welcoming these terrorists allegedly in to their mosque, and they don't like us talking about it too. You know, there's another one too. They always go after Amy Mack, and I saw them at the Texas press conference announcing that lawsuit that you talked about, CARE specifically, and I believe it was an attorney that was at the press conference, called out Amy Mack specifically for her reporting, saying she's creating all this hate in this country, specifically in Texas, for exposing all of this. She's not doing anything like making up lies. We literally saw a video. She put up the video herself in her own reporting, where there was a mosque here. There was two mosques, actually. They had a speaker there. It's the same speaker in both sides. I'm not remembering his name. We play the footage here in the soundbite here on the show. But he's going out and telling Muslim men that they could hit their wives, but to be very strategic about it, where you don't leave a mark, but you're also trying to bring her back to her senses. And then he goes on to another mosque by saying, well, you could beat them, but just don't kill them. And all she's doing is taking their own words and posting it online, and they've declared her as a threat. And they're gunning for her. I mean, the fact that they're mentioning her name at press conferences tells me everything.
Yeah, when you speak the truth about Islam, about their own desire for Sharia, and you quote the clerics who are calling for Sharia law in the United States, they call you an Islamophobe.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just they don't want you. They're trying to suppress you speaking the truth. The same as if you call out CARE and call it Mossad for its operations inside the United States. They accuse you of being anti-Semitic. They don't want you even talking about it. So in this country, I don't believe Islam is compatible with our Constitution. I really don't. I don't believe it's a religion. I think it's a geopolitical totalitarian government system. Because you can't separate Sharia law from Islam. And you go back to, I think her name is Ayaan Hirsch Ali, who was a former, you know, Muslim from Somalia, who had suffered genital mutilation as a young girl, had fled an arranged marriage, fled to the Netherlands, now lives in the United States. She's now an atheist, but she speaks out and says, this is Islam. It's not radical Islam versus Islam. Yeah. It's Islam is Islam. And part of it, built into it, is a war on all non-believers and is imposition of Sharia law when they become a majority. And we're seeing that right now in Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, the video that we have up right now, this was based on Amy Meck's reporting. The mosque, I was talking about the speaker. This is the individual who came there and spoke about, you could hit your wives, but just be careful, when you do. Don't leave a mark. And this is the problem that we have here. And like you just said, I mean, this is, it's not only not compatible. They always use the religion excuse. I mean, you need to be able to knock that down because they're using our own constitution against us. And That's how they're being able to conquer those in the West. Specifically, they're going to start conquering us. I mean, we're losing major cities, New York City obviously being a big one, to lose to Zohran Mamdani. But I kept telling people, like, it's just the beginning. We're watching a pop up too, as well in Georgia. There is a couple of very key, they call themselves socialists, but they're communists and they're Muslims, and they are running for office. They understand how to defeat our system internally through our election process. And in fact, Zohran Mamdani is somebody who came to here in 2018, became a U.S. citizen in 2018, but the plan was back in 2014 to have him run for governor, I mean, New York City mayor. So they have a plan in place to conquer the West, and they're carrying it out, and it's just devastating to watch.
So they masquerade as leftists to get the leftist support. Keith Ellison did the exact same thing in Minnesota. He's a complete jihadist, but he masquerades as a leftist to get leftist support. In the end, though, they're laughing in their sleeve at the leftists. And I mean, they can't understand this. I mean, they're gonna kill all the homosexuals, all the trans, all the rainbow coalition of sexual coalition is gonna be slaughtered when the Muslims take over.
Yeah.
But they're using them as useful idiots.
And the other thing too is I know a lot of people like to make a difference in Islam, like you said before, radical Islam, and then they just say these are Muslims who just practice a religion and they do so peacefully. Those individuals will also be slaughtered because they don't like the fact that they are not following it completely to the word.
Anyone who is a moderate Muslim is considered a heretic by the fundamentalists. And as Ayaan Hirsch Ali points out, it's the radicals who are actually being true to the examples of the prophet's life and to his commandments to make war on non-believers. Yeah. And so they're actually the legit, you know, sincere Muslims are the ones that are radical and want to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's why we're going to have mass deportations of Muslims in this country.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, and you know, most of us understand it. I know that this is this is being spoken about now in more churches throughout this country. I think more people are understanding this, and they're starting to make, okay, like we can't have, this is becoming an issue. I hope that we could save this country before it's too late. I think I just ran it in Italy. They just put out statistics saying that like 41% of their sexual assault cases are all due to their illegal aliens or the migrants that they've imported over the years.
Same in Sweden, same in France, same in the UK.
Right. Well, the State Department actually put out, I think it was Friday, we talked about it on the show, they put out a thread outlining how mass migration has destroyed the West, and they're outlining specifically each country. Now, I don't know what they plan on making of it, but I mean, at least the State Department is talking about it. I mean, they outlined the UK, France, like you just said, Spain, and they were going case by case to show how bad it's gotten. I mean, I think it was France, but no, I don't think so. I think it might have been Switzerland. When there was the individual who was charged, apparently he's Muslim, he was charged with rape, but he wasn't deported because the rape itself didn't last long enough, so they didn't view it as something that was that traumatic to her, and so he's being able to stay in the country. I mean, that case was outlined earlier this year as well. And so it's just like, at what point do these countries hit their breaking point? We go, enough is enough, and everyone start bonding together and start revolting.
Well, the people are reaching that point in the UK, I think in other countries as well. But their politicians have sold them out.
Yeah.
And I feel the same is true in our country too.
Yeah.
So going back to Greg Abbott, on his watch, they funded the building of more mosques in Texas. And now he's trying to cover his tracks because he wants to be reelected. And by the way, I support Doc Pete Chambers as his opponent. I think Doc is a true blue patriot. Special Forces doctor. I'll link you guys up, have him on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I want to also, since you're here, obviously, get to the Seditious Six, that story that broke, obviously, earlier this week, President Trump going after the individuals, the senators, the congressmen who decided to come together and tell service members, if you deem that something is unlawful, an order that's given out, you don't actually have to comply with it.
That's true.
Well, I want to play this clip. I want to play clip nine.
Which is bizarre because that's what Oath Keepers advocated back then. They called us anti-government extremists for saying that. But now there's a conservative in the White House. Now they're saying it.
But let's listen to what Roger Stone said, because Roger Stone, and it actually, this got a lot of people's attention. Take a listen to clip nine.
But the larger question, Alex, the single most important question is, will there be prosecutions in the Southern District of Florida against Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Weissman, Mueller himself, Biden, Susan Rice, and those, including Barack Obama, who pulled off the greatest single dirty trick in American history, the greatest single abuse of power, the Russian collusion hoax. Now, we were all encouraged a couple days ago, when we heard that subpoenas had been issued. But I'm going to be honest with you, Alex, my sources tell me that there is no ongoing operation in the Southern District of Florida, that those subpoenas have not yet been returned, that there is not a grand jury looking at this. If that is true, that is very deeply troubled. They're trying to run out the clock.
Yeah,
I love this president. I support him unconditionally, but recognize that this is not about retaliation or revenge. This is about accountability and justice. And if those who pulled off the Russian collusion hoax, those who tried to destroy your life, Alex, those who tried to destroy the life of that great American patriot, General Michael Flynn, and his family, those who tried to destroy me, those who tried to destroy President Donald Trump, if they are not held responsible, if legal technicalities are used to give them a walk, Republicans will not turn out in this next midterm election. They will lose faith. I know the president wants justice. I know the president expects justice. I know the president believes his Justice Department is working on this. I spoke to him about it. He is committed to accountability and justice, but whether that will happen really remains to be seen.
I want to get your reaction to those comments he made, and then get your reaction to the Pentagon move later this week.
He's correct that the Crossfire Hurricane nonsense and the Russiagate nonsense is not being investigated. And that's precisely because they have not purged out the old guard and the DOJ. The DOJ is now exactly like it was under Biden. The same people are still in power.
Mm-hmm.
They must be purged out. But disagree with Roger. I don't think that was the greatest crime in our nation's history, the greatest coup. 2020 was far more so than that. Mm-hmm. That was their attempt to stop Trump the first time. It failed, but they succeeded the second time. And it was far more damaging to our republic, including putting all those J6ers in prison.
Yeah.
So not only did they seek to ruin his life and Trump's life and all the names he mentioned, but also all of us. You know, myself, Enrique Tarrio, 18 years for me, 22 years for Enrique, you know, 18 years for a lot of the other, like Joe Biggs, for example, got 18 years also. And all the other Oath Keepers have got 14 years, 7 years, 8 years. We were all political prisoners. We were all victims of the same exact people. So it's great to mention all the big wigs who are known to the public, but what about the rest of us?
Yeah. And those are the stories that I always try to focus on, because obviously we're all wronged. And
the message is that they are going to, if they come back into power, they're going to go after every single one of you out there. Every Trump supporter is going to wind up in a concentration camp or dead if they're going back into power. That's why they must be stopped now while President Trump is commander in chief. So we got to pull the rose colored glasses off. It's not 5D chess, like Marjorie Taylor Greene said. We have to get him to do his duty. You can't just say, oh, he's doing this because he's lulling them into a false sense of security. No, they are running. I do agree with this, what Roger said. They're running the clock out on him. They're going to delay, 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 and run the clock out like he did the first administration. That's why we've got a lot of fire under President Trump to get it done.
And I want to get your take on this, because you saw earlier this week the Pentagon announcing Mark Kelly, they were going to start launching an investigation of him and going after him next. There was a video that Democrats posted online. I kind of want to get your take on this. They were all saying to service members that if you're given an order that you deem as illegal, you don't have to actually carry it through.
That's
obviously
true.
Ticked off the president. Yeah, let me hear your side of that.
No, It's true. That's what we were teaching the military, because it's a fact, reminding them of their responsibility under their oath. This is not like Nazi Germany, where the oath was to the Führer to obey him unconditionally. In our under our constitutional order, the oath is to the Constitution. All of them take an oath to the Constitution also. Members of Congress, judges, everybody. The thing is, most of them are oath breakers. What's going on, though, of course, and Alex called it correctly yesterday, is what they're doing is they're playing a sleight of hand. They're pointing out something that is true. And members of the military can go look at UCMJ and see their responsibility to say no to blatantly unlawful orders. There's a presumption an order is lawful, but if you know an order is blatantly unlawful, like shooting women and children, for example, like happened with Lieutenant Colley during the My Lai massacre, or the gun confiscation during Katrina, where they went house to house and confiscated guns, was obviously, should have been obviously, an unconstitutional order. Yeah. That was a big wake-up call for us. We used that to say this is why we have to teach the military and police about the Constitution. So they're correct. Factually correct about that responsibility to say no to unlawful orders. But of course, they didn't give a damn about any of that while Barack Obama was in power or Biden was in power. And for us, the Oath Keepers, calling out that that's the responsibility. They called us anti-government extremists. And they yelled and screamed that you're going to cause dissension in the ranks, that you can't have a lowly private deciding what's lawful or not. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. A private has an obligation and duty to refuse unlawful orders. So they're just playing hide the ball, though. Obviously, what they want is for the military to think that everything President Trump is doing is unlawful when it's not. So him sending the National Guard into big cities, for example, that are now sites of insurrection, direct violation of federal law, you know, attacking ICE agents, that's completely constitutional. And so that's why it's my responsibility and all of us to educate the troops about, hey, here are the bright lines. Here are the things that are not constitutional, and here are the things that are. And one thing that's not constitutional is CIA running domestic operations, which is what this is.
And that's a great point that you bring up, because, again, it's them creating chaos and confusion. Right. And they do that very, very well. And we know that. And, again, they're not supposed to be operating here in the United States.
Right.
It's crazy that we're even talking about that. But that's exactly what it looks like, especially because one of them, the leader, I believe, on that video, I believe that she's got a CIA background.
Am I correct?
Okay.
And that's what we need. This is so frustrating.
Yeah.
That's why we need full exposure.
Yeah.
If you go in and you throw the doors open to the CIA and show all the internal, I'm sure they're arrogant enough to be using their own email system and their own text messages. Just expose all of that. You'll expose the actual intent and the actual coup that they're pulling. And this is window dressing for their coup. This is factually correct, like Alex pointed out. It's factually correct, but behind that is something you can't defend.
Yeah.
It's an indefensible coup.
Folks, you're doing a great job, by the way, Stuart, as trying to get this together, trying to bring back the Oath Keepers and trying to protect the American people and make sure the American people understand just that. Folks, if you want to help out his work, and I highly recommend you do just that, head on over right now to GiveSendGo, because that's where he is collecting donations to keep this going. Head on over, GiveSendGo.com/oath. That's GiveSendGo.com/oath. And no donation is too small. Again, this is how you help his efforts to bring back the Oath Keepers and to make sure that our communities are prepared for whatever comes their way. Cause you know, something's cooking up these days.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate that. And again, you want to give out your website regarding for those who want to learn more about how they could join the Oath Keepers?
Yes. So it's oathkeepers.info.
Okay.
So, we had oathkeepers.org back in the day, but I lost that one. Someone snapped that up while I was in prison, but now they want like $30,000 for it. So oathkeepers.info is a new website.
Oh man, Stuart Rhodes, it's never ending. It's never ending. Thank you for joining me, of course. We appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
It's an honor to have you here in studio. And folks, it's an honor to have you all with us. Of course, we are thankful to our audience. You guys have all kept us up and running, and we're very, very grateful for that. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Eat a lot. Not too much, though. Not too much. Alex is up next on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been, and back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend after before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements the Irish sea moss, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish sea moss, another bottle of Irish sea moss, or buy one bottle of methylene blue, another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit theoxygenstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app, your desktop or phone. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.